KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business, and you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
That would be a good idea or a bad idea.
All right. Well, first of all, when you say building a deck in a lake in Florida, I think, ugh, crocodiles. Look out for the alligators. But secondly, yeah, let's talk about this deck there. You know, I don't know why your builder would say that Trex is not a great choice. I mean, Trex is used all over, you know, the United States, the world, in fact. I mean, I've seen it on boardwalks. I've seen it in popular places like Leslie's backyard. You know, it's really standing up there.
I'll tell you one reason a contractor just might do that.
Why?
Because he can make better margin on a similar, lesser brand.
Yeah, I guess you, Tom, always ready to just put the guys down. I'm like, I feel like everybody always has their best interest, which is why I'm a sucker. But, you know, Trex is an awesome brand. That said, in Florida, maybe Trex isn't readily available, which I doubt.
No.
It's everywhere. It is everywhere. There's a lot of great choices. It's super durable. It stands up to the sun, mold, moisture. I mean, you never have to do any work on it.
It's kind of like the Kleenex of decking.
Yeah, exactly. It's a brand name that you use across the board for the material.
Exactly. For any kind of composite decking.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think composite decking is a great choice. I 100% would say Trex is awesome. I will let you know, though, I mean, Florida, sun, dock, seems like it's going to be in the sun quite a bit. All of these composites do get very hot. So, like, you're not going to be, you know, running up and down this barefoot on a sunny day because it is hot. You're not going to, like, lay out on a towel on it because it's hot. Also, alligators. But that said, it's a great, great choice. I mean, put on some flip-flops when you're walking up and down the dock. It's going to stand up. You're not going to have to do any work. Maybe you'll pressure wash it once in a while. But it is a great, great product. So I wouldn't be worried about a Trex product or any other composite for that matter.
Yeah, and if you are a competitor of Trex and you want some coverage on your product, my home needs one. We should talk.
A dock in Florida, Jim?
No, but I still need a deck. I still need the composite material. So if you just happen to be out there competing with them, let's talk. We'll do an in-progress video.
It's accent hour here at the Money Pit.
Evidently.
All right, Dennis. Well, good luck with that. And enjoy your new duck.
Well, you know why that is, Les.
Why?
Because Tom was Italian, you're Italian, I'm Italian. We got the thing. It's just, it's a character thing.
I'm telling you, as we record more of these video segments of us recording, it's hilarious. I hope that my hand movements come through because I'm surprised I don't smack the microphone more because I'm like, oh, let me tell you a story. And I'm like, sit on your hands, girl.
Do you want us to fly in a graphic under that she's Italian, just imagine the hands, or we could AI some hands in?
Yes, please draw in some cartoon hands.
Yeah, AI, please add some hands to Leslie talking with, a hint of Sicilian with just a touch of Calabrese.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement questions. Well, before that first cold snap hits, you want to make sure that your home is ready to bring the heat. Coming up, we're going to tell you how to prep your furnace and fireplace for the season, from filters and professional tune-ups to fireplace safety and carbon monoxide detectors. Don't get left out in the cold. That is next on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are fixing a leak, remodeling a kitchen, or just wondering why your door won't shut when the humidity spikes, we've got answers every week on the Money Pit podcast. We dive into smart home tips, DIY tricks, expert interviews, and real life questions from homeowners just like you. So grab your earbuds and come hang out. And you can find the Money Pit podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. New episodes drop every week, and I promise you'll leave feeling a little more empowered and a lot more confident about your home. Well, here's a fall reality check. Nobody wants to flip the switch on that first chilly night only to find that their heat isn't working. That's why now is the time to get your furnace and fireplace ready before you really need them. You want to start with your furnace filter. It should be replaced at least every 3 months and more often if you have pets or allergies. That dirty filter is going to make your system work harder. It's going to cost more than to operate and it will deliver less comfort. Next, you want to test your thermostat. Set it to heat and make sure that that system responds and that that warm air is flowing through the vents. If not, could be a sign that it's time for a tune-up. Now, speaking of tune-ups, a professional HVAC inspection is a smart seasonal move. Technicians can catch small issues before they turn into major breakdowns, and they'll check things like electrical connections, gas pressure, and blower function. Now, you don't want to forget about the vents and the registers. You want to vacuum them out, remove any dust buildup, and make sure that they're not blocked by furniture or rugs. The airflow here is critical to its efficiency. Now, if you're using a fireplace, you do want to schedule a chimney sweep now. Buildup of creosote is a major fire hazard. And while you're at it, inspect your chimney cap and the flashings. You want to stock up on seasoned wood and make sure that your damper works smoothly. And finally, let's test those carbon monoxide detectors and smoke alarms and replace the batteries if needed. These are your home's silent guardians when the heat is on. I also use this back-to-school swing to kind of remind my family of our fire safety plan. You never know when this could happen, so a refresh is always good. Prepping your heat now means peace of mind later, and it's one more thing to check off that fall to-do list. All right, let's get back to it. Jim, who's up next?
Leslie, in the gorgeous state of California, one of my favorites, we've got Heather. Heather, how can we help you out on the Money Pit today?
I had just bought a house with my husband, our first house, and it was built in 1937. It is on a perimeter foundation, and the previous owners actually had some of the downspouts that were pointing at the foundation instead of away from the foundation. So the concrete is basically destroyed on the foundation. There's also some issues with soil settlement since the house was built, so the floors aren't completely level either. So we've had some people come out and give us quotes in terms of, like, a full foundation replacement on the house. And it's looking like it will be upwards of $150,000 to do this.
All right, well, first let me stop you right there. Now, the people that have come out to give you quotes on a new foundation, have you had any independent structural advice first that wasn't associated with what a contractor will do? So, for example, have you had the foundation evaluated by a structural engineer?
Only a structural engineer that worked for the general contractors.
All right. Well, that's kind of like a direct conflict of interest. And, of course, they're going to tell you that you've got a bad foundation and that their guy is the guy who's going to fix it for you.
Everyone that went under there said the concrete has vertical cracks in it and also is crumbling. So even one of the inspectors took a video for us and he just touched the concrete and then it just came off in his hand.
Yeah, so the first thing I would say that you need, especially with a repair of this size, is you need some sort of independent expert advice. Now that means a civil engineer or a structural engineer or an architect that can examine that foundation, because I've got to say that I have almost never seen a house that needed a complete brand spanking new foundation, even one that was built in the 30s. Now you say it was destroyed because of water. So spalling could be concrete or it could be mineral salts, especially since you've had a water problem. Sometimes people think their foundation is deteriorating and it's just mineral salt deposits that are falling off of the surface. And the mineral salt is what's left behind when the water gets into the ground and kind of, you know, from the rain and then comes through the concrete and evaporates and leaves behind the salt content from the water. It can look very much like concrete. It can be dark gray. It can be crumbly. But not necessarily the concrete. So I'm not 100% convinced by what you're telling me that you need a new foundation. Certainly you may need some repairs. If it's all cracked, you may need to reskin the outside. You may need to restucco it. There's a product from Quikrete called Recap that could work well on a concrete surface like this. Clearly you have to work on the water around the area of the house, around the perimeter. You need downspouts. If you don't have them, add them. If you do, you want to make sure that the water that's coming out of them goes away from that foundation so it's not deteriorating that surface any further. But I would tell you, don't spend $150,000 on any of these guys until you have an independent, verified expert come in and give you their advice, because that's the only way you're going to know if you really have a problem that needs to be repaired. I wouldn't take the advice of a contractor or an inspector that contractor has sent over, because it's just a conflict of interest. So if you have somebody come in, you know, does a report, they're going to identify the problem. And you know what? If they're sending their guy over, you're probably going to be scared into doing something that maybe you don't need to do. You might need to do it, but maybe you don't.
Yeah, it is. It feels very scary. I think especially since it's our first house, we don't want to live in a house that has a bad foundation in California where there are earthquakes.
Yeah, and they know it's your first house, and they feel that way.
He said the foundation was in really bad shape, and we should have a foundation specialist come out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you about earthquakes and bad foundations. I mean, we on the East Coast had 3 earthquakes this summer. That's very bizarre for us. So I can understand not wanting to have a foundation issue in earthquakes in California. But what I would do is definitely find somebody who is an independent structural engineer, and you can find somebody, you know, even if you just started with an independent professional home inspector, not somebody from any of the builders that you're talking to, so that this way you can have a complete, independent, unbiased report.
Okay.
And it's going to be worth every dime, because that structural engineer would not only look at the foundation, but you want them to say, okay, this is your foundation. Here is what we recommend. Here's the design and the plan for the repair. And then after you do the repair, you've got all these documents now, right? It's got a drawing of the repair, the specifications, the document that you say, here, contractors, this is what needs to happen, from a person who knows exactly what needs to happen. And then those contractors can all say, great, awesome, my bid's X, my bid's Y, my bid's Z. They're all bidding, though, on the same approach, the same correction, the same fix. Does that make sense? And once that repair is done, you go back to that original structural engineer and you say, hey, come on back, take a look. Did we do it right? And they will say yes, and they will give you a stamp, seal of approval, and all of a sudden you have this full documentation of this repair. And when, if ever, comes time to sell the house, you can say, oh, by the by, we had this issue. Here's what was recommended. Here's how we fix it. Here it's all fixed. So it's kind of, you know, a good approach to making sure things are done correctly and actually what needs to be done. So you're doing it safe, you're not overspending money, and the right solution is being installed. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Don't be nervous. I know it's your first home, but you're going to do great. And, you know, just put our number on speed dial. You're going to have a lot of questions.
Good luck with that foundation problem, Susan, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Coming up, it's time to tackle the closet flip. We're going to walk you through the smart way to transition your wardrobe for fall, from how to store away those summer clothes to closet accessories that will create instant space, plus easy ways to freshen up your storage so that those flannel shirts smell as good as they look. It's a small project with big impact. That's next on the Money Pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible.
Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life. And MakeTheConnection.net.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Make
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. We are here to help you save time, save money, and avoid the oops moments that turn a good idea into a weekend gone sideways. But we need you to be the heart of the show. So give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, as the summer winds down and the cool weather starts to creep in, now is the time to tackle that closet flip. I always find that I do this and then step away and then come back and realize that everything is out on my bed and go, oh, man, I forgot. So start this project when you have time. You're going to trade those tank tops for flannels, make room for the boots and the scarves and the sweaters. It is a satisfying seasonal ritual, and it's a great way to keep your home feeling organized heading into the fall. So you want to start by pulling out all of your warm weather gear, shorts, swimwear, sandals, and decide what's worth keeping. If something didn't get worn this summer, maybe it's time to donate it. The key here is decluttering before you stash those things away. For storage, clear bins and underbed boxes are going to be your best friends. Vacuum-sealed bags are also fantastic. They save a ton of space, and they keep out dust and bugs. And don't forget about closet accessories like stackable shelves, hanging shoe organizers, and drawer dividers. These can help you take advantage of every little square inch of that valuable closet real estate. And here's a smart bonus tip. Freshen your closets while you're in there. Natural deodorizers like baking soda sachets, cedar blocks, or lavender pouches will help prevent musty smells and deter those moths, all while keeping your clothing smelling fresh. If you are organized now, you will thank yourself when the holiday season hits and your schedule gets crazy. A quick closet refresh can make your whole home feel more peaceful and even save you time when you're getting dressed in the morning. Gotta love that, especially when I wake up at 3 a.m. for work every single day. The closet has got to stay organized. All right, let's get back to the phones.
Leslie, we've got Mike on the line who's dealing with pinhole leaks. And I've had these. You may have had those on your house,
I have had them.
Oh, and you think, well, a pinhole, yeah, I'll get to it. No, get to it now.
I didn't even notice it until, like, the paint was sagging off of the wall. And I was like, what is going on here? And then I noticed it above my head, actually right where I record. So.
I guess we're stealing Mike's thunder. Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
How can we help out?
I have a house that's just about 36 years old. The plumbing, it's a copper pipe. It's the M type of copper. About 2 months ago, I got a pinhole leak in an area in my first floor inside the wall. Got that repaired. Last week, I came home and I had another pinhole leak. And I'm just wondering, with the house being this old, should re-pipe the house possibly? Or another method I've been reading about is called e-pipe. Wondering if you could give me any information on what your ideas are on that.
Yeah, Mike, you know, plumbing unfortunately can develop these pinhole leaks. I mean, they talk about it being like two different metals sort of interacting. Maybe the pipe clamp and the pipe sort of reacted against one another and caused these pinhole leaks to happen. They also say it could be because of what's in the water. So there's a couple of different things. I had this. Jim has had this. I mean, it's amazing how much does come out of those tiny, tiny little pinhole leaks. So it can be problematic, but I would think immediately you have to kind of just replace that plumbing there, because where it's happening, it's going to happen more. And then you kind of sadly have to follow that line, and anything that's of those same materials, I would replace as well. I mean, it's an issue that could be far more problematic if it continues to develop down the line of the pipe. If you don't notice it, it could cause a lot of damage. So you're going to have to sadly open things up, look at the plumbing, see what's going on there, and replace those sections. And perhaps it's just a small section. I wouldn't go crazy and rip everything out and put in, you know, cross-link polyethylene. I mean, you can if you feel like taking on a big project. But for the meantime, I would just sort of start, see where the problem is, fix that section, and then if you've got time, budget, etc., expand on that project. But for now, work on the areas that you see are leaking and continue, you know, before and after it a little bit in replacing the plumbing there. So it's definitely just a good thing to get ahead of, because I couldn't believe how much water was coming out of it. Truly, Jim, like, there were sagging pockets of water in the paint, and I was like, wow, that's some really good paint that's holding in that water. I should poke it. Oh, now I'm soaking wet. Great. But yeah, so sorry about that, Mike, but it's a good project that you can get ahead of. And you know what? Ultimately, you're improving the value of the home. You're upgrading the plumbing. So let's look at it as positive. All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, Mike. This is the Money Pit. As fall creeps in, your floors are about to face a gauntlet of muddy boots, wet paws, and dropped leaves. Coming up, we'll share the smart seasonal steps to deep clean and protect your wood, tile, and stone floors before they take a beating. From sealing stone to silencing squeaks, we're going to help you get ahead of the wear and tear before it sets in. That's next, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, here's a fast fall tip. When it comes to cleaning up leaves, don't just reach for the rake. Work smarter, not harder. A leaf blower can speed things up, especially on your driveway and your patios. For lawn areas, try mowing over dry leaves with a mulching mower. It's going to chop them up into tiny pieces that will break down quickly and feed your soil free fertilizer. You gotta love that. And remember, wet leaves are slippery and heavy, so tackle them before rain hits to make the job easier and safer. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's next?
All right, Leslie, we've got Maureen in Nebraska who needs some help with vinyl windows that are looking pretty faded. Why don't you tell us about it, Maureen?
They are chalking and leaving white streaks down my glass of the window. Is there any finish I can put on them like a varnish that will hold up to the weather?
Yeah, you know, Maureen, sadly, though, when that vinyl does start to wear like that, you can't really totally restore it. But what you can do is paint it. I mean, in fact, you could paint vinyl, and you could even paint vinyl siding, but you have to use the right kind of paint, and you have to prep it correctly. Now, most major paint suppliers have what they call vinyl-safe colors, which are usually white and a lighter color. And you can't really use darker colors because it absorbs too much heat and then can warp and do weird stuff to the vinyl. But if you prep those windows properly and, you know, you follow those manufacturer's directions and you use a vinyl-safe paint, you could totally paint them, and that color and paint will last a long time. You just have to remember, you have to use the right product because that vinyl isn't organic. It doesn't have pores. It doesn't breathe like wood does. So the paint really tends to stand up quite well. So that's why you have to get the right paint for the right surface. And that's really the solution to that faded, chalky-looking vinyl. Just paint it. Good luck with that project, Maureen. Not too difficult. You can handle this one. Well, as the seasons shift, your floors are gearing up for a rough ride. Think about your wet boots, those muddy shoes, the falling leaves, and all of that heavy indoor foot traffic. Now is the time to show the floors a little love with a fall deep clean and seal that will keep them protected and looking great all season long. So let's start with hardwood floors. You want to give them a gentle, deep clean. You can use a hardwood-specific cleaner and a damp, not wet mop. You want to avoid vinegar or steam mops because those can actually damage the finish. You also want to look for wear spots. If the finish looks dull or it even feels a little rough, it could be time for a light reseal. Water-based polyurethane finishes are great for quick touch-ups, and they do dry faster than those oil-based options. And if you can, fix those squeaks now. Sometimes a sprinkle of talcum powder between the squeaky boards can work wonders, or you can use a countersink and a trim screw to quiet the creakiest offenders before all of those holiday guests arrive. Now, if you've got tile and grout flooring there, the grout definitely can get grimy fast. A deep scrub with baking soda and water, you kind of make a paste out of it, or even a commercial grout cleaner can brighten up those dingy grout lines. You can then seal the grout to help prevent staining and water damage from all of the fall moisture and the winter slush. This is a quick weekend project that can make a big difference in keeping your tile looking fresh. Also, take the time now to check for loose tiles. If any have shifted or sound hollow when tapped, the best way is to just fix them now before moisture finds their way underneath. And you just kind of reattach them with some tile adhesive and regrout where needed. Now, stone floors. Stone floors need special care. So you want to make sure you use a pH-neutral stone cleaner to avoid etching of the surface or even discoloration. And if you haven't sealed that stone floor in a year or two, now's the time to do so. That stone sealer is going to create a barrier that will help resist stains, water, even winter salt, which can leave those white marks if you leave it unchecked. Now let's talk about your entryway. It's the front line for dirt and moisture, so set it up like a fortress. You want to add boot trays, cord mats, which are great for grabbing debris, washable rugs to catch messes before they spread and then be quickly cleanable. You also want to consider switching to darker rugs or mats for the fall because they will just hide the mess a little better between the cleanings, and try to manage the humidity. As the heaters start to click on, humidity levels will drop, and that can cause wood floors to shrink and gaps to appear. You can use a humidifier to keep that indoor air balanced, ideally between 30 and 50%. Your floors, your furniture, even your skin is going to thank you. Bottom line, a little floor prep now means less cleaning, fewer repairs, and more time enjoying those cozy nights in. Whether it's hardwood, tile, or stone, seal it, protect it, and set your home up for a cleaner, safer fall and winter. All right, Jim, who's on the line?
All right, now I'm going to welcome another Jim who loves to put new insulation on top of old insulation and then add some more insulation in the attic. What's going on? You've got something happening.
You can never have too much.
Yeah,
yeah,
right,
never.
Right.
Never, never.
I'm hoping I didn't outsmart myself. I thought I would insulate my attic. I would do it myself. So I went down to the local Lowe's and picked up some insulation, put it up there, staple gunned it on. This has been going on for a few years. Well, I went up there recently, and it looks like there's some mold growing on the ceiling, on the wood that I don't have the insulation on. So now I'm thinking I've outsmarted myself. What do I do? Is it mold? I think it is. How do I get rid of it? What do I do to prevent it in the future? Did the insulation have something to do with it? Anything you could tell me, I sure would appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Well, I mean, I think it's probably a good idea to add some insulation. What you might not have known, though, is that when you add insulation, because you're really closing up the space, you actually have to add in ventilation. So depending on the age of your house, I mean, you might not have had enough insulation to begin with or enough ventilation to begin with, or maybe you inadvertently blocked some of the soffit vents, you know, because sometimes when you're putting the insulation across the floor of the attic, you accidentally block those ventilation points. So I think what you really need is more ventilation so that you're not trapping that moist air inside the attic space. And when that does happen, it kind of condenses on the underside of the roof sheathing, and then you can grow algae or moss or mold. But I wouldn't panic too much about it. Just try to increase the ventilation in the attic. You can add soffit vents if possible. If you don't have them, you can add a ridge vent. And then I would maybe spray down with a 25% bleach solution in that space. You know, wear a mask. You're going to kill anything that's there. And just keep an eye on it. Going forward, you want to make sure that you've got the good ventilation, you're keeping the insulation dry. Otherwise, that sort of thing can definitely happen. But now you're aware, so you're going to be checking it out, and you're ahead of the game, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Before you flip on the heat this fall, there's one small task that could make a huge difference, and it's probably overdue. We're talking about your HVAC air filter. Changing it doesn't just help your system run more efficiently. It can actually improve your indoor air quality, lower your energy bills, and help prevent costly breakdowns. Coming up, we're going to tell you exactly how to change it, what kind of filter to use, and why skipping this step could leave you breathing more than just warm air. That's coming up next in Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are more people learning how to game the system?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reveal 1.1 million Americans have become disabled in the last 3 months, over 200,000 alone in July. Is America really as disabled as the data shows?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Time now to answer some of our listeners' emails. Jim, who wrote in this week?
Well, Martin happened to write in. He says, we're having engineered wood flooring installed in our second bedroom, and we want to know what are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or having it just float. Also, should we have something between the plywood and the floor, or anything else we should consider before we have this installed? Well, asking good questions.
Yeah, all right. Well, first of all, Martin, floating floors are really the best today. Those floor systems have boards that lock together, but they don't have to be glued. They simply lay in place and lock together. You leave maybe a quarter to half an inch of space sort of around the perimeter, and then you cover that with molding just to make sure that you leave that gap. I think that's even called, it's called shoe molding?
Yep. Or quarter round, yeah.
That little curved piece that just sort of bridges that gap.
Yep.
Quarter round, same thing. So that's going to do a good job. The benefit there is when you leave the gap, the floor eventually expands and kind of starts to buckle, and that could be problematic if it's sort of secured and locked in. But having that little area of floating space all around does solve that problem. Now, an underlayment that you asked is useful for comfort and for sound reductions. I would suggest that you check with the manufacturer of the floor that you've purchased and see which underlayment products they recommend. It is going to vary because some of those boards have underlayment attached to them already, and others use sort of like a thin rubbery foam, something that goes across the floor first. But most importantly, you need to speak to who this manufacturer is and figure out what they suggest is best, because you don't want something that's going to hinder the effectiveness of the floor that you've already purchased. But this is a good floor to put down, and you are going to love how it looks.
Changing your HVAC filter doesn't help just your system run more efficiently. It can actually improve your indoor air quality and lower your energy bills and prevent costly breakdowns. Leslie has the scoop on how to change it, what kind of filter to use, and why skipping this step could be hazardous to your health. Leslie, have at it.
All right, well, as we head into fall and start relying more on our heating system, now's the perfect time to talk about one of the simplest but most important HVAC maintenance tasks, and that's just changing out your air filter. Air filters do a lot more than just keep dust out of your vents. They're your home's first line of defense against airborne allergens like pollen, pet dander, and even mold spores. But when they get clogged, and they do get clogged, your HVAC system has to work a lot harder to push that air through. So that's going to mean higher energy bills, more wear and tear on the system, and reduced indoor air quality. So how often should you be changing it? Well, for most homes, that's every 30 to 90 days is kind of a general good rule of thumb. But if you have pets, allergies, or if you live in a dusty area, you should be bumping that up to once a month. And if you have any recent construction or home projects that are stirring up debris, you might want to change it even sooner. Now, choosing the right filter is going to matter as well. A HEPA style or a pleated air filter is going to offer better filtration than the cheaper fiberglass ones, though they may slightly reduce the airflow. For most systems, a MERV rating here between 8 and 13 strikes the right balance between filtration and efficiency. And don't forget, a clean filter not only helps your system run better, it helps you breathe better. So if you haven't changed yours in a while, now is the time. All right, that's a wrap for us this hour here on the Money Pit. We kick things off with smart seasonal storage tips to help you flip your closet and tackle your floors. From deep cleaning to ceiling, we shared how to protect them before mud, moisture, and messy boots take over. And finally, we covered the smallest fix with the biggest impact, changing your HVAC air filter to breathe easier and boost your system performance. Whether you are organizing, cleaning, or prepping for the cooler temps, these are the projects that'll set your home up for fall success. Thanks for being with us. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo!
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I'd like to go back to a couple of those influences. You know, your best friend bringing you compassion, your cousin bringing you humor. How do those two things combine to impact your career and how you interact with people today?
The compassion part, that's a bit tricky, right? Because you're asking other people to reveal themselves to you a little bit. And I think you have to lead with your own vulnerability for other people to respond with some. And I think that starts with compassion, listening, caring, have a genuine interest in the other human being that you're engaging with.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's Executive Leader.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is putting Venezuela on notice. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Pentagon says two Venezuelan military aircraft flew near a U.S. Navy vessel, calling it a highly provocative move. And the president issued this warning.
If they do put us in a dangerous position, they'll be shut down.
The Venezuelan military action came after the U.S. carried out a deadly strike on a boat that the president said was carrying drugs from Venezuela. Administration officials say they will continue to carry out such military strikes to stem the flow of illicit drugs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The nation's unemployment rate increased to 4.3% in August as hiring slowed way down. Government revisions also show the economy lost jobs in June, the first monthly decline since the pandemic. And now the question is, who's to blame?
U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. Democrats blamed Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targeted the Fed for not lowering its benchmark interest rate. Speaking with SRN News, economist Richard Stern says the Trump tariffs are dampening.
With the lack of confidence that businesses have in making investment decisions.
But he also said residual Biden administration policies are just as much to blame.
The Biden administration continued to expand regulations in every sector of the economy, making it hard for businesses that already exist to continue functioning and being in business, employing people.
Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation, George Williams, Washington.
The White House says President Trump will mark the anniversary of 9/11 next week with a trip to New York City. He will visit the Pentagon Thursday to honor the service members and civilians who were killed on that fateful day in 2001. Vice President J.D. Vance will be at Ground Zero in New York for the 24th anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800 the number 4-RELIEF.
Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America, and he's out with a book titled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love, but Probably Haven't Read.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books, and most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, says great fiction is a source of beauty, and beauty is good. Hurricane Kiko was tracking to the north of the Hawaiian Islands, diminishing the threat of strong winds and widespread rain, according to the National Weather Service. Kiko was about 1,000 miles southeast of Hilo on the Big Island Saturday morning and was forecast to approach the state early to middle next week. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that could be almost worth $1 trillion.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first $1 trillion executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
AI company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who say the company took pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrups. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a mud pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I'm joined this holiday weekend with our producer extraordinaire, Jim Kenzie. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Leslie, how are you doing, dollface?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good.
All right, guys. We are busy laboring away so that you can have the home of your dreams, and we can help with all of your how-to questions and dreams, so just ask away. We've got a great show for you this hour to help make the change from summer to fall. Come coming up before that first cold snap hits. Make sure that your home is ready to bring the heat. We're going to tell you how to prep your furnace and fireplace for the season, from filters and professional tune-ups to fireplace safety and carbon monoxide detectors, so you don't get left out in the cold. And it is time to tackle that dreaded closet flip. We're going to walk you through the smart way to transition your wardrobe for fall, from how to store away your summer clothes to closet accessories that create instant space, plus easy ways to freshen up your storage so your flannel shirts smell as good as they look. It's a small project, but it has a big impact. And as fall does creep in, your floors are about to face a gauntlet of muddy boots, wet paws, and dropped leaves. We are going to share the smart seasonal steps to deep clean and protect wood, tile, and stone floors before they take a beating. From sealing stone to silencing squeaks, we'll help you get ahead of the wear and tear before it sets in. That's all just ahead right here on the Money Pit. So give us a call. Jim, who's first?
Laura in Connecticut wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you out, Laura? Is this an old house?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
All right. Well, it's good that you're looking at this kind of stuff. I mean, 100-year-old houses are very special. I have one. Tom has one. They're kind of great because they have so much character and they don't look like every other house, which is what makes them so special. But they have their own unique issues as well. So I think the beams that are already there are meant to hold things that are heavy, and refrigerators actually aren't that heavy in the grand scheme of things, but if it would make you feel more comfortable to sort of strengthen that structure under the kitchen area, you would have to make sure that you're supporting those floor joists more efficiently or more effectively. What you would do is you would put like a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns that could be supported by a very small foundation. And that could be as small as like a 1-foot by 1-foot square of concrete. And it's just to kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. So basically you're strengthening that joist and you're giving it more support on the floor. I don't know that you actually need to do that, but if it makes you feel comfortable, if you have plans to do other larger things, then it might make sense. But I would definitely, start there if that's what you're thinking.
Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
Yeah. So even with a dirt floor, you would be putting down just sort of like a concrete column, just like a support that individually holds up that lolly column. So the column sits on top of that. It's not the same as a foundation. It's not the same as pouring a floor for the entire space. It's just providing a structural support for this beam that's going to lift up this new joist that you're adding. And you need that because if you were to put wood or anything that would be in contact with that dirt floor all the time, you would have decay, you would have issues there, but that concrete is going to give it that neutral footing.
Laura, thanks so much for reaching out to us at 888 Money Pit. Leslie, we've got Dennis on the line who needs some help building a dock at his Florida home. Ooh, I envy him. Tell us what you're working on, Dennis.
Yes. Having a contractor put in a dock at our Florida home that's on a lake, a 200-acre natural lake, and I was asking about using the Trex type, material for the surface, and he did not recommend, he did not think it would hold up. He said he had used not necessarily that brand, but others, and he didn't think it's fresh water. So I was just wondering if that would be a good idea or a bad idea.
All right. Well, first of all, when you say building a deck in a lake in Florida, I think, ugh, crocodiles. Look out for the alligators. But secondly, yeah, let's talk about this deck there. I don't know why your builder would say that Trex is not a great choice. I mean, Trex is used all over, you know, the United States, the world, in fact. I mean, I've seen it on boardwalks. I've seen it in popular places like Leslie's backyard. You know, it's really standing up there.
I'll tell you one reason a contractor just might do that.
Why?
Because he can make better margin on a similar, lesser brand.
Yeah, I guess you, Tom, always ready to just put the guys down. I'm like, I feel like everybody always has their best interest, which is why I'm a sucker. But, you know, Trex is an awesome brand. That said, in Florida, maybe Trex isn't readily available, which I doubt.
No.
It's everywhere. It is everywhere. There's a lot of great choices. It's super durable. It stands up to the sun, mold, moisture. I mean, you never have to do any work on it.
It's kind of like the Kleenex of decking.
Yeah, exactly. It's a brand name that you use across the board for the material.
Exactly. For any kind of composite decking.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think composite decking is a great choice. I 100% would say Trex is awesome. I will let you know, though, I mean, Florida, sun, dock, seems like it's going to be in the sun quite a bit. All of these composites do get very hot. So, like, you're not going to be, you know, running up and down this barefoot on a sunny day because it is hot. You're not going to, like, lay out on a towel on it because it's hot. Also, alligators. But that said, it's a great, great choice. I mean, put on some flip-flops when you're walking up and down the dock. It's going to stand up. You're not going to have to do any work. Maybe you'll pressure wash it once in a while. But it is a great, great product. So I wouldn't be worried about a Trex product or any other composite for that matter.
Yeah, and if you are a competitor of Trex and you want some coverage on your product, my home needs one. We should talk.
A dock in Florida, Jim?
No, but I still need a deck. I still need the composite material. So if you just happen to be out there competing with them, let's talk. We'll do an in-progress video.
It's accent hour here at the Money Pit, clearly.
Evidently.
All right, Dennis. Well, good luck with that. And enjoy your new dock.
Well, you know why that is, Les.
Why?
Because Tom was Italian, you're Italian, I'm Italian. We got the thing. It's a character thing.
I'm telling you, as we record more of these video segments of us recording, it's hilarious. I hope that my hand movements come through because I'm surprised I don't smack the microphone more because I'm like, oh, let me tell you a story. And I'm like, sit on your hands, girl.
Do you want us to fly in a graphic under that she's Italian, just imagine the hands, or we could AI some hands in?
Okay. Yes, please draw in some cartoon hands.
Yeah, AI, please add some hands to Leslie talking with, you know, a hint of Sicilian with just a touch of Calabrese.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement questions. Well, before that first cold snap hits, you want to make sure that your home is ready to bring the heat. Coming up, we're going to tell you how to prep your furnace and fireplace for the season, from filters and professional tune-ups to fireplace safety and carbon monoxide detectors. Don't get left out in the cold. That is next on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The Fluidmaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are fixing a leak, remodeling a kitchen, or just wondering why your door won't shut when the humidity spikes, we've got answers every week on the Money Pit podcast. We dive into smart home tips, DIY tricks, expert interviews, and real life questions from homeowners just like you. So grab your earbuds and come hang out. And you can find the Money Pit podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. New episodes drop every week, and I promise you'll leave feeling a little more empowered and a lot more confident about your home. Well, here's a fall reality check. Nobody wants to flip the switch on that first chilly night only to find that their heat isn't working. That's why now is the time to get your furnace and fireplace ready before you really need them. You want to start with your furnace filter. It should be replaced at least every 3 months and more often if you have pets or allergies. That dirty filter is going to make your system work harder, it's going to cost more than to operate, and it will deliver less comfort. Next, you want to test your thermostat. Set it to heat and make sure that that system responds and that that warm air is flowing through the vents. If not, could be a sign that it's time for a tune-up. Now, speaking of tune-ups, a professional HVAC inspection is a smart seasonal move. Technicians can catch small issues before they turn into major breakdowns, and they'll check things like electrical connections, gas pressure, and blower function. Now, you don't want to forget about the vents and the registers. You want to vacuum them out, remove any dust buildup, and make sure that they're not blocked by furniture or rugs. The airflow here is critical to its efficiency. Now, if you're using a fireplace, you do want to schedule a chimney sweep now. Buildup of creosote is a major fire hazard, and while you're at it, inspect your chimney cap and the flashings. You want to stock up on seasoned wood and make sure that your damper works smoothly. And finally, let's test those carbon monoxide detectors and smoke alarms and replace the batteries if needed. These are your home's silent guardians when the heat is on. I also use this back-to-school swing to kind of remind my family of our fire safety plan. You never know when this could happen, so a refresh is always good. Prepping your heat now means peace of mind later, and it's one more thing to check off that fall to-do list. All right, let's get back to it. Jim, who's up next?
Leslie in the gorgeous state of California, one of my favorites. We've got Heather. Heather, how can we help you out on the Money Pit today?
I had just bought a house with my husband, our first house, and it was built in 1937. It is on a perimeter foundation, and the previous owners actually had some of the downspouts that were pointing at the foundation instead of away from the foundation. So the concrete is basically destroyed on the foundation. There's also some issues with soil settlement since the house was built, so the floors aren't completely level either. So we've had some people come out and give us quotes in terms of, like, a full foundation replacement on the house. And it's looking like it will be upwards of $150,000 to do this.
All right, well, first let me stop you right there. Now, the people that have come out to give you quotes on a new foundation, have you had any independent structural advice first that wasn't associated with what a contractor will do? So, for example, have you had the foundation evaluated by a structural engineer?
Only a structural engineer that worked for the general contractors.
All right. Well, that's kind of like a direct conflict of interest. And, of course, they're going to tell you that you've got a bad foundation and that their guy is the guy who's going to fix it for you.
Everyone that went under there said the concrete has vertical cracks in it and also is crumbling. So even one of the inspectors took a video for us and he just touched the concrete and then it just came off in his hand.
Yeah, so the first thing I would say that you need, especially with a repair of this size, is you need some sort of independent expert.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It. There's a product from Quikrete called Recap that could work well on a concrete surface like this. Clearly, you have to work on the water around the area of the house, around the perimeter. You need downspouts. If you don't have them, add them. If you do, you want to make sure that the water that's coming out of them goes away from that foundation so it's not deteriorating that surface any further. But I would tell you, don't spend $150,000 on any of these guys until you have an independent, verified expert come in and give you their advice, because that's the only way you're going to know if you really have a problem that needs to be repaired. I wouldn't take the advice of a contractor or an inspector that that contractor has sent over, because it's just a conflict of interest. So if you have somebody come in, you know, does a report, they're going to identify the problem. And you know what? If they're sending their guy over, you're probably going to be scared into doing something that maybe you don't need to do. You might need to do it, but maybe you don't.
Yeah, it is. It feels very scary, I think, especially since it's our first house. We don't want to live in a house that has a bad foundation in California where there are earthquakes.
Yeah, and they know it's your first house, and they feel that way.
He said the foundation was in really bad shape, and we should have a foundation specialist come out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you about earthquakes and bad foundations. I mean, we on the East Coast had 3 earthquakes this summer. That's very bizarre for us. So I can understand not wanting to have a foundation issue in earthquakes in California. But what I would do is definitely find somebody who is an independent structural engineer, and you can find somebody, you know, even if you just started with an independent professional home inspector, not somebody from any of the builders that you're talking to, so that this way you can have a complete, independent, unbiased report.
Okay.
And it's going to be worth every dime because that structural engineer would not only look at the foundation, but you want them to say, okay, this is your foundation. Here is what we recommend. Here's the design and the plan for the repair. And then after you do the repair, you've got all these documents now, right? It's got a drawing of the repair, the specifications, the document that you say, here, contractors, this is what needs to happen from a person who knows exactly what needs to happen. And then those contractors can all say, great, awesome, my bid's X, my bid's Y, my bid's Z. They're all bidding, though, on the same approach, the same correction, the same fix. Does that make sense? And once that repair is done, you go back to that original structural engineer and you say, hey, come on back, take a look. Did we do it right? And they will say yes, and they will give you a stamp, seal of approval, and all of a sudden you have this full documentation of this repair. And when, if ever, comes time to sell the house, you can say, oh, by the by, we had this issue. Here's what was recommended. Here's how we fix it. Here it's all fixed. So it's kind of, you know, a good approach to making sure things are done correctly and actually what needs to be done. So you're doing it safe, you're not overspending money, and the right solution is being installed. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Don't be nervous. I know it's your first home, but you're going to do great. And, you know, just put our number on speed dial. You're going to have a lot of questions.
Good luck with that foundation problem, Susan, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Coming up, it's time to tackle the closet flip. We're going to walk you through the smart way to transition your wardrobe for fall, from how to store away those summer clothes to closet accessories that will create instant space, plus easy ways to freshen up your storage so that those flannel shirts smell as good as they look. It's a small project with big impact. That's next on the Money Pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. We are here to help you save time, save money, and avoid the oops moments that turn a good idea into a weekend gone sideways. But we need you to be the heart of the show. So give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, as the summer winds down and the cool weather starts to creep in, now is the time to tackle that closet flip. I always find that I do this and then step away and then come back and realize that everything is out on my bed and go, oh, man, I forgot. So start this project when you have time. You're going to trade those tank tops for flannels, make room for the boots and the scarves and the sweaters. It is a satisfying seasonal ritual, and it's a great way to keep your home feeling organized heading into the fall. So you want to start by pulling out all of your warm weather gear, shorts, swimwear, sandals, and decide what's worth keeping. If something didn't get worn this summer, maybe it's time to donate it. The key here is decluttering before you stash those things away. For storage, clear bins and underbed boxes are going to be your best friends. Vacuum-sealed bags are also fantastic. They save a ton of space, and they keep out dust and bugs. And don't forget about closet accessories like stackable shelves, hanging shoe organizers, and drawer dividers. These can help you take advantage of every little square inch of that valuable closet real estate. And here's a smart bonus tip. Freshen your closets while you're in there. Natural deodorizers like baking soda sachets, cedar blocks, or lavender pouches will help prevent musty smells and deter those moths, all while keeping your clothing smelling fresh. If you are organized now, you will thank yourself when the holiday season hits and your schedule gets crazy. A quick closet refresh can make your whole home feel more peaceful and even save you time when you're getting dressed in the morning. Gotta love that, especially when I wake up at 3 a.m. for work every single day. The closet has got to stay organized. All right, let's get back to the phones.
Leslie, we've got Mike on the line who's dealing with pinhole leaks. And I've had these. You may have had those on your house,
I have had them.
Oh, and you think, well, a pinhole, yeah, I'll get to it. No, get to it now.
I didn't even notice it until, like, the paint was sagging off of the wall, and I was like, what is going on here? And then I noticed it above my head, actually right where I record, so.
I guess we're stealing Mike's thunder. Mike?
Sorry, Mike.
How can we help out?
I have a house that's just about 36 years old. The plumbing, it's a copper pipe. It's the M type of copper. About 2 months ago, I got a pinhole leak in an area in my first floor inside the wall. Got that repaired. Last week, I came home and I had another pinhole leak. And I'm just wondering, with the house being this old, should re-pipe the house possibly? Or another method I've been reading about is called e-pipe. Wondering if you could give me any information on what your ideas are on that.
Yeah, Mike, you know, plumbing, unfortunately, can develop these pinhole leaks. I mean, they talk about it being like two different metals sort of interacting. Maybe the pipe clamp and the pipe sort of reacted against one another and caused these pinhole leaks to happen. They also say it could be because of what's in the water. So there's a couple of different things. I had this. Jim has had this. I mean, it's amazing how much does come out of those tiny, tiny little pinhole leaks. So it can be problematic, but I would think immediately you have to kind of just replace that plumbing there, because where it's happening, it's going to happen more. And then you kind of sadly have to follow that line, and anything that's of those same materials, I would replace as well. I mean, it's an issue that could be far more problematic if it continues to develop down the line of the pipe, if you don't notice it. It could cause a lot of damage. So you're going to have to sadly open things up, look at the plumbing, see what's going on there, and replace those sections. And perhaps it's just a small section. I wouldn't go crazy and rip everything out and put in, you know, cross-link polyethylene. I mean, you can if you feel like taking on a big project. But for the meantime, I would just sort of start, see where the problem is, fix that section, and then if you've got time, budget, et cetera, expand on that project. But for now, work on the areas that you see are leaking and continue, you know, before and after it a little bit in replacing the plumbing there. So it's definitely just a good thing to get ahead of, because it, I mean, I couldn't believe how much water was coming out of it. Truly, Jim, like there were sagging pockets of water in the paint, and I was like, wow, that's some really good paint that's holding in that water. I should poke it. Oh, now I'm soaking wet. Great. But yeah, so sorry about that, Mike. But it's a good project that you can get ahead of. And you know what? Ultimately, you're improving the value of the home. You're upgrading the plumbing. So let's look at it as positive. All right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, Mike. This is the Money Pit. As fall creeps in, your floors are about to face a gauntlet of muddy boots, wet paws, and dropped leaves. Coming up, we'll share the smart seasonal steps to deep clean and protect your wood, tile, and stone floors before they take a beating. From sealing stone to silencing squeaks, we're going to help you get ahead of the wear and tear before it sets in. That's next, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, here's a fast fall tip. When it comes to cleaning up leaves, don't just reach for the rake. Work smarter, not harder. A leaf blower can speed things up, especially on your driveway and your patios. For lawn areas, try mowing over dry leaves with a mulching mower. It's going to chop them up into tiny pieces that will break down quickly and feed your soil free fertilizer. You gotta love that. And remember, wet leaves are slippery and heavy, so tackle them before rain hits to make the job easier and safer. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's next?
All right, Leslie, we've got Maureen in Nebraska who needs some help with vinyl windows. They're looking pretty faded. Why don't you tell us about it, Maureen?
They are chalking and leaving white streaks down my glass of the window. Is there any finish I can put on them like a varnish that will hold up to the weather?
Yeah, you know, Maureen, sadly, though, when that vinyl does start to wear like that, you can't really totally restore it. But what you can do is paint it. I mean, in fact, you could paint vinyl and you could even paint vinyl siding, but you have to use the right kind of paint and you have to prep it correctly. Now, most major paint suppliers have what they call vinyl safe colors, which are usually white and a lighter color. And you can't really use darker colors because it absorbs too much heat and then can warp and do weird stuff to the vinyl. But if you prep those windows properly and, you know, you follow those manufacturer's directions and you use a vinyl safe paint, you could totally paint them, and that color and paint will last a long time. You just have to remember, you have to use the right product because that vinyl isn't organic. It doesn't have pores. It doesn't breathe like wood does.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Lines, you can then seal the grout to help prevent staining and water damage from all of the fall moisture and the winter slush. This is a quick weekend project that can make a big difference in keeping your tile looking fresh. Also, take the time now to check for loose tiles. If any have shifted or sound hollow when tapped, the best way is to just fix them now before moisture finds their way underneath. And you just kind of reattach them with some tile adhesive and regrout where needed. Now, stone floors. Stone floors need special care. So you want to make sure you use a pH-neutral stone cleaner to avoid etching of the surface or even discoloration. And if you haven't sealed that stone floor in a year or two, now's the time to do so. That stone sealer is going to create a barrier that will help resist stains, water, even winter salt, which can leave those white marks if you leave it unchecked. Now let's talk about your entryway. It's the front line for dirt and moisture, so set it up like a fortress. You want to add boot trays, cord mats, which are great for grabbing debris, washable rugs to catch messes before they spread and then be quickly cleanable. You also want to consider switching to darker rugs or mats for the fall because they will just hide the mess a little better between the cleanings, and try to manage the humidity. As the heaters start to click on, humidity levels will drop, and that can cause wood floors to shrink and gaps to appear. You can use a humidifier to keep that indoor air balanced, ideally between 30 and 50%. Your floors, your furniture, even your skin is going to thank you. Bottom line, a little floor prep now means less cleaning, fewer repairs, and more time enjoying those cozy nights in. Whether it's hardwood, tile, or stone, seal it, protect it, and set your home up for a cleaner, safer fall and winter. All right, Jim, who's on the line?
All right, now I'm going to welcome another Jim who loves to put new insulation on top of old insulation and then add some more insulation in the attic. What's going on? You've got something happening.
You can never have too much.
Yeah,
never,
right.
Never.
I'm hoping I didn't outsmart myself. I thought I would insulate my attic. I would do it myself. So I went down to the local Lowe's and picked up some insulation, put it up there, staple gunned it on. This has been going on for a few years. Well, I went up there recently, and it looks like there's some mold growing on the ceiling, on the wood that I don't have the insulation on. So now I'm thinking I've outsmarted myself. What do I do? Is it mold? I think it is. How do I get rid of it? What do I do to prevent it in the future? Did the insulation have something to do with it? Anything you could tell me, I sure would appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Well, I mean, I think it's probably a good idea to add some insulation. What you might not have known, though, is that when you add insulation, because you're really closing up the space, you actually have to add in ventilation. So depending on the age of your house, I mean, you might not have had enough insulation to begin with or enough ventilation to begin with, or maybe you inadvertently blocked some of the soffit vents. You know, because sometimes when you're putting the insulation across the floor of the attic, you accidentally block those ventilation points. So I think what you really need is more ventilation so that you're not trapping that moist air inside the attic space. And when that does happen, it kind of condenses on the underside of the roof sheathing, and then you can grow algae or moss or mold. But I wouldn't panic too much about it. Just try to increase the ventilation in the attic. You can add soffit vents if possible if you don't have them. You can add a ridge vent. And then I would maybe spray down with a 25% bleach solution in that space. You know, wear a mask. You're going to kill anything that's there. And just keep an eye on it. Going forward, you want to make sure that you've got the good ventilation, you're keeping the insulation dry. Otherwise, that sort of thing can definitely happen. But now you're aware, so you're going to be checking it out and you're ahead of the game, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Before you flip on the heat this fall, there's one small task that could make a huge difference, and it's probably overdue. We're talking about your HVAC air filter. Changing it doesn't just help your system run more efficiently, it can actually improve your indoor air quality, lower your energy bills, and help prevent costly breakdowns. Coming up, we're going to tell you exactly how to change it, what kind of filter to use, and why skipping this step could leave you breathing more than just warm air. That's coming up next in Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Are more people learning how to game the system?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reveal 1.1 million Americans have become disabled in the last 3 months. Over 200,000 alone in July. Is America really as disabled as the data shows?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Time now to answer some of our listeners' emails. Jim, who wrote in this week?
Well, Martin happened to write in. He says, we're having engineered wood flooring installed in our second bedroom, and we want to know what are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or having it just float. Also, should we have something between the plywood and the floor, or anything else we should consider before we have this installed? Well, asking good questions.
Yeah, all right. Well, first of all, Martin, floating floors are really the best today. Those floor systems have boards that lock together, but they don't have to be glued. They simply lay in place and lock together. You leave maybe a quarter to half an inch of space sort of around the perimeter, and then you cover that with molding just to make sure that you leave that gap. I think that's even called, it's called shoe molding?
Yep. Or quarter round, yeah.
That little curved piece that just sort of bridges that gap.
Yep.
Quarter round, same thing. So that's going to do a good job. The benefit there is when you leave the gap, the floor eventually expands and kind of starts to buckle, and that could be problematic if it's sort of secured and locked in. But having that little area of floating space all around does solve that problem. Now, an underlayment that you asked is useful for comfort and for sound reductions. I would suggest that you check with the manufacturer of the floor that you've purchased and see which underlayment products they recommend. It is going to vary because some of those boards have underlayment attached to them already, and others use sort of like a thin rubbery foam, something that goes across the floor first. But most importantly, you need to speak to who this manufacturer is and figure out what they suggest is best, because you don't want something that's going to hinder the effectiveness of the floor that you've already purchased. But this is a good floor to put down, and you are going to love how it looks.
Changing your HVAC filter doesn't help just your system run more efficiently. It can actually improve your indoor air quality and lower your energy bills and prevent costly breakdowns. Leslie has the scoop on how to change it, what kind of filter to use, and why skipping this step could be hazardous to your health. Leslie, have at it.
All right. Well, as we head into fall and start relying more on our heating system, now's the perfect time to talk about one of the simplest but most important HVAC maintenance tasks, and that's just changing out your air filter. Air filters do a lot more than just keep dust out of your vents. They're your home's first line of defense against airborne allergens like pollen, pet dander, and even mold spores. But when they get clogged, and they do get clogged, your HVAC system has to work a lot harder to push that air through. So that's going to mean higher energy bills, more wear and tear on the system, and reduced indoor air quality. So how often should you be changing it? Well, for most homes, that's every 30 to 90 days is kind of a general good rule of thumb. But if you have pets, allergies, or if you live in a dusty area, you should be bumping that up to once a month. And if you have any recent construction or home projects that are stirring up debris, you might want to change it even sooner. Now, choosing the right filter is going to matter as well. A HEPA style or a pleated air filter is going to offer better filtration than the cheaper fiberglass ones, though they may slightly reduce the airflow. For most systems, a MERV rating here between 8 and 13 strikes the right balance between filtration and efficiency. And don't forget, a clean filter not only helps your system run better, it helps you breathe better. So if you haven't changed yours in a while, now is the time. All right, that's a wrap for us this hour here on the Money Pit. We kick things off with smart seasonal storage tips to help you flip your closet and tackle your floors. From deep cleaning to ceiling, we shared how to protect them before mud, moisture, and messy boots take over. And finally, we covered the smallest fix with the biggest impact, changing your HVAC air filter to breathe easier and boost your system performance. Whether you are organizing, cleaning, or prepping for the cooler temps, these are the projects that'll set your home up for fall success. Thanks for being with us. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. We've had a busy week, a kind of a short week, but an important one, and we are back in action in Washington big time. We'll talk to Congressman Marlon Stutzman about the renaming and rebranding of the Big Beautiful Bill and trying to get that passed, as well as the new branding and new name for the Pentagon. He's on the Budget and Financial Services Committee. We'll discuss that. Senator Roger Marshall is standing by. He's on Budget and Health and Education Committees, but most importantly, I want to get his take on the anarchy at the RFK hearing yesterday. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Well, I think he likely has had good dialogue with Putin. Putin talks peace in those conversations, but he doesn't follow through on it. He makes promises, but he doesn't keep them.
Yep, that is true, General Jack Keane. Bring on the pain for Vladimir Putin, Mr. President. Trump's still waiting on Putin as Europe outlines what security guarantees Ukraine would need from America. To me, Putin's showing us he's not ready for peace, so bring in the sanctions, the isolation, unfreeze his funds, and hand them to Zelensky.
Number two.
Are you urging or encouraging any candidates in the New York City mayor's race to drop out, declare the field?
No, I don't like to see a communist become mayor, I will tell you that. And I don't think you can win unless you have one-on-one.
That is true, and the President of the United States cares about New York, although it's good for the Republican Party to have a Democrat fully reveal that they're Marxists and socialists. New York mayor's race getting Trump's attention. The White House makes moves to confront the radical Zohran Mamdani before the mayor Mamdani gets a chance to debate, whether it's Cuomo, whether it's Sliwa, whether it's Adams. We bring you the backroom deal-making.
Number one.
You're so wrong on your facts.
You're interrupting me. And, sir, you're a charlatan.
Because you are citing data that you won't produce to the public.
You're just making things up. And you are sitting as Secretary of Health and Human Services? How can you be that ignorant?
Yeah, those are people just ranting and raving. Please tell me what was accomplished yesterday. Nothing short of a brawl in business suits as RFK takes and dishes attacks from both sides of the aisle on vaccines, personal health mandates, and more. It had to be heard to be believed. And here's a little of it. Here is a little of the exchange, and then we'll bring in Senator Marshall. Yesterday, for example, with Ron Wyden. Cut five.
This is about kids being pushed in harm's way by reckless and repeated decisions to get scientists and doctors out of the way and allow conspiracy theories to dictate this country's health policy. I don't see any evidence that you have any regrets about anything you've done or plans to change it. And my last comment is, I hope that you will tell the American people how many preventable child deaths are an acceptable sacrifice for enacting an agenda that I think is fundamentally cruel and defies common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do I get a reply? Or... Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long? 20, 25 years, while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing. You never asked the question why it's happening. Why is this happening? Today, for the first time in 20 years, we've learned that infant mortality has increased in our country. It's not because I came in here.
And that is just a little of the personal attacks every way to Sunday. Senator Roger Marshall, I'm sure you saw some of it. Your thoughts?
Brian, good morning. I was there for all of it. I think that, first of all, when you turn the lights on, it turns that place into a theater, and it's too sad. You're spot on. We did not accomplish anything yesterday. It was obvious to me the Democrats, the last person they talked to going in that room was their comms director, not their legislative director, to actually talk about policy. Many of us think that giving children 76 jabs by the time they're old enough to vote is throwing children in harm's way, that there's really no good reason to give a baby on day number one a hepatitis vaccine when you've got a negative test on mom and they're in a stable monogamous relationship. They're not on IV drugs. Of course, you know, I'm an OB, delivered a baby every day for 25 years, and there's just so many ridiculousness of the vaccine schedule. I'm just more of a measured person. I think that when Secretary Kennedy talks about transparency, what we're trying to do is empower parents and the doctors with good information so that you can make the best decision for your child. The Democrats always have this authoritative big brother thing that they think that this, look, if there's any vaccine out there, you should take it, put on 7 masks, let's stay 6 foot apart from each other. They've got a prescription for everything. I'm the doctor that wants to inform you and have this discussion with you, and then we make the decision together.
So we know the Harvard poll comes out, and overall, 79% of Americans think vaccines work, 90% of Democrats, 68% of Republicans. You're a doctor. What if, for your kids, what vaccines do you make sure they have?
No, absolutely, the MMR. You start that at 1 year of age. The benefits way outweigh the risk. Polio vaccination, I'm a huge fan of. I've raised money for it as well. The DPT, the diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccine, I think are all great as well. I'm sure there's more. you know, what I'm concerned about is the interaction amongst them. That when you give all these basically a one-day-old baby, what's it doing to the development of the baby's and the child's immune system? Is this why everybody has a peanut allergy or autoimmune diseases or spiky, autism, all these? I mean, I can't prove any of that. All I know is something is wrong. Let's be a little bit more measured when we choose which vaccines we're going to give. There's a time to get the hepatitis vaccine, and some babies do need it on day number one, but my grandchildren did not need hepatitis B vaccine on day number one.
So I heard Senator Cassidy's questions. They were all good, but he did not wait for any answers. What is the approach, Senator, of having – this guy's already got confirmed, so don't tell me you just want to make a speech. What's the sense of not leaving him time to talk?
It is tough when you have 5 minutes, and I understand, too. I cut him off once myself because I wanted to get to the next question. I don't have a good answer, except I go back to this. It's a comms moment. It's a made-for-TV moment, and everyone's trying to get their second on your show or on, you know, your morning show, right?
Here's Senator Marty McCary, and just about the approach of this version of HHS, Cut 14.
We've had a myopic approach to health where we only talk about drugs and surgery. And I can tell you from my career as a physician at Johns Hopkins for 22 years, it's a system that's just a treadmill where you are just incentivized to bill and code and die and treat and operate. And so we've had this giant blind spot that no one has talked about until Secretary Kennedy, and that is to talk about school lunch programs, not just putting every six-year-old on Ozempic, to talk about food as medicine and the microbiome and gut health, to talk about chemicals that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. So we have an exciting agenda now where the NIH is studying root causes.
Well, they're excited. I'm excited. The MAHA movement's excited. But it doesn't seem like anyone in Congress is excited. I saw another Republican, Senator Wasserman, had big questions. So what level of excitement do you have? And what about how do you feel about the need to address some of these fundamental things?
You know, hallelujah for Dr. McCary. He is absolutely spot on. I've spent hours and hours working with Marty, who I've known for several years, and Secretary Kennedy working on what MAHA legislation looks to put air beneath their wings. And, you know, it starts with food as medicine. We're trying to get whole milk back in school. We're working with our farmers to make more healthy food, to use less pesticides, less fertilizers, more nutrient-rich food. That's what we should have been talking about yesterday, Brian. Instead, everyone, you just mentioned the word COVID vaccine, and everybody loses their mind. They go to their political corner, and then we're going to fight about this stupid virus one more time. It is so frustrating. I want to talk about this chronic disease epidemic. 76%, as Secretary Kennedy said, 76% of Americans have a chronic disease. 20% of our children are on some type of a prescription drug right now. We have an epidemic of mental health illness in our youth and young adults as well. Why? Because of social media. There's legislation out there to make things better. We've got that package together, and that'll be my goal for the rest of this semester in Congress.
Yeah, so I want to bring it to Ukraine if I can. The president yesterday said he's going to talk to Vladimir Putin again. He hasn't run out of patience. I think it's done. If you watched him with the Chinese leader and the North Korean leader, he has no interest in peace. Here's Emmanuel Macron, says he's finalizing American support in a phone call yesterday, Cut 26.
The conclusion of this call is simple. In the following days, we will finalize the American support to these security guarantees.
So they want to talk about security guarantees. I think it's time to up-arm Ukraine because it's the only thing Vladimir Putin understands. What are your thoughts?
You're absolutely right. The only thing that Putin understands is power, is strength himself. And really, I don't think he does anything differently until he sees Europe stepping it up. I think they're the ones that need to step it up right now, that they need to stop buying gasoline and LNG from Putin. They're still buying LNG. They're buying almost half of Putin's LNG that he's exporting. I want the United States to keep doing our part, but really my focus is on Europe. I'm all in on these sanctions, doubling down on them. I've been calling for that since the day that they invaded. I don't know why we're dragging our feet, but it's done. It's done talking with him right now. He's only going to respond to strength, to power. That's all that he understands. This guy is a cold-blooded killer. your common sense is not going to work with him.
We're fighting the world, literally having a war on drugs before it gets to our borders. You saw that boat that got blown out of the water off the coast of Venezuela. They actually had a jet buzz one of our ships yesterday. That better not happen again. So your thought about and how you've been briefed about what the plan is using the Department of Defense to rein in these cartels.
Look, this is a war, Brian. We're losing a Kansan every day to fentanyl poisoning. We're losing 100 or 200 Americans every day to fentanyl poisoning. This is the most immediate threat to our nation, and we've secured the border. So now what's happening is the drug lords are bringing in more in through the boats through Southern California, the West Coast, and then on the East Coast as well. This is a war. All's fair in love and war. So that's all I can say is I'm tired of seeing our young kids die being poisoned. You know, they think they're taking an Adderall or a Xanax tablet. It's laced with this fentanyl and other drugs, which are 100 times more potent than that as well. So this is war. Whatever it takes to stop the fentanyl poisoning going on in this country, I'm all for it.
Well, we watch you. The other thing the president's moving on is crime in D.C. Give me an idea of the D.C. you came back to after a month off.
You know, that's amazing, Brian. My wife and I got back after being gone for a month, and we took a walk. We lived by the Capitol, and, you know, there was kids playing volleyball in the courtyard beside the Russell Hart building. There was just a whole different atmosphere. You could walk down to Union Station now and listen to music rather than being panhandled and fearing for your life with all the comes along with the homelessness as well. It is just day and night. You go to the restaurants even now, and you can see that the waiters and waitresses have a hop in their step. So it is absolutely the crime rate has literally been cut in half. We were having a murder every other day this year in Washington, D.C. until President Trump said enough. So we've cut the crime in half. We're not finished. We got more work to do.
So what about Chicago? Would you be in support of putting National Guard, more FBI, more ICE agents into Chicago, even though the governors and mayors against it?
Look, certainly the FBI and all that stuff, I don't have to even think twice about it. If that's where the low-hanging fruit is, that's where they need to go and do their job, then super. I don't understand why the Chicago mayor and governor wouldn't say, we need your help, we're open arms, come. Much like Mayor Bowser in D.C. did, that she, of course, pushed against it. She had to show her base, but now she's secretly, you know, happy that we've come in there and helped. Same way with the Democrats, senators are all pushing back against this, but none of them will go walk by themselves unless they have their own detail, right? So, I think we need to tread lightly on the National Guard and keep, I'd have to really think twice about whether I want the National Guard there without their permission. But if there's a place that needs to be done, it'll be Chicago.
As you know, in the DNC, you didn't go, but it was in D.C. It's in Chicago, the DNC, and he asked the National Guard. They had to work. He called them up, did Governor Pritzker. So if they're so ineffective in cities, why did you need him so bad? Why does Governor Kathy Hochul put the National Guard in her subways? I thought they're not meant for that. Why am I looking at guys with guns and camouflage in the subways? They didn't mind. But now it's a problem. David Axelrod kind of agrees with you. Cut 41.
I would be careful about playing 28 politics on this issue because the right answer is we'll take all the help we can get as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. I mean, these National Guardsmen aren't even trained to do that work. They're not authorized to do that work. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are criminal if there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that.
So he's saying that Pritzker, by coming out, saying I don't need any help while being the murder capital of the country, not great.
Yeah. So Americans, I think the number one issue to Americans, you wake up in the morning, Brian, is my family safe? Are my kids, are my grandkids safe? Is my staff safe? That's the number one thing. What the person just met, like you said, Mr. Axelrod, he doesn't understand what the National Guard can do. They can provide support, intelligence. They crowd control. We sent some of our military to the southern border. We went down and visited them, troops from Fort Riley, Kansas. They were doing intelligence. They had helicopters. They were moving troops around. There's a whole lot of support things they can do, but leave the arresting to the local police, the FBI, those types of people, the federal officers. So they can be a huge force multiplier. These people are good.
I hear you. Senator Roger Marshall, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Brian, have a great day.
You got 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Then we have Marlon Stutzman at the bottom of the hour. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 12-year-old who ran into a burning building to save his baby brothers and his grandma in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. Ramir Parker was upstairs with his grandmother when he heard a crackling noise on the first floor, and then he saw the smoke coming from the basement. Ramir yelled fire to alert his grandmother and ran to rescue his brothers who were sleeping on the couch. He then scooped them up and got them outside to safety, running back to get his grandmother. In just an instant, flames overtook their home. Thankfully, everyone was safe and unharmed thanks to Ramir's calm, quick thinking, and his bravery. To recognize this incredible rescue, his community honored him with a special proclamation, and the fire department named him an honorary firefighter with the promise that he's got a job if he wants it when he turns 18. When Ramir was asked why he ran into the fire, he said the only thing that mattered to him is his family. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love. Not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBork, and with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tony Hale and Darcy Carden of the new family adventure sketch about a young girl expressing her feelings through her drawings, which mysteriously come to life. The stars spoke about early memories of being encouraged to express themselves through creativity.
There was like a drawing competition for like a Say No to Drugs campaign or something, and I won out of the whole school. I was 9 years old, and they gave me $30.
In the seventh grade,
I moved to Tallahassee, Florida. And so my parents were like, what do we do? And my friend Mimi had just joined this little theater, and I went, and I just immediately got the bug. And I was like, oh, I think these are my people.
The film speaks to both the kids and grown-ups in the audience, which was a big goal of theirs.
We wanted that shared family experience where the jokes are tight, it's mixed with these really kind of deep themes, but it's also a fun family adventure eye candy of a movie that the kids will love.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We're going to immediately go to court. If National Guard or other military troops are sent to deployed to the city of Chicago, immediately go to court. So that's going to be our first line of defense, is getting a court to issue a TRO or other injunction against that activity.
So that is the governor of Illinois. He wants to go to court and make sure no security forces go into a crime-riddled city of Chicago. So that is one of the dumbest stances, but he thinks he's getting famous from this. He's a Democrat standing up to Trump. But for what reason? Because you don't like Trump's foreign policy? Because you don't like the big, beautiful bill? Those are traditional things where you can take on the president. But no, he does not want to provide additional free security for a city known for its crime. In Chicago, because you think it's going down without him? Well, look at all the dead. Look at all the shootings. Every day that goes by, the word is going to be, well, if you just were welcoming to Donald Trump's security forces that helped D.C. so much, maybe you wouldn't have this problem. Maybe that kid would be alive. Maybe that woman wouldn't be dead. So that's what he's got to deal with. That's why I played David Axelrod's comments earlier, because David Axelrod's a political analyst, Democrat from Chicago. And he said, don't be so quick to turn down help, because you look like you're on the side of the criminal. And why would you want to do that? Why does that work on your behalf? But that's what he's been doing, doubling and tripling down. The mayor. Well, the mayor, he's just a terrible mayor, total bad pick, is against the cops, really was defund the police. He was screaming defund the police. And now he's got 22% approval rating. That's how bad he's been. And they choose to take on Trump. Now, yesterday, I thought, it looked at Trump as thought, I'm just going to go to Louisiana where the governor welcomes me. But now they're already eyeing a base where they would put National Guard troops to stage out of. They got Pentagon's permission to use it. So they might be going in. I just worry about the court case that said it was unconstitutional for him to put National Guard and Marines into Los Angeles. You don't want the court stopping him before he can get started in Chicago. That'll look like a win for the governor. So get it worked out in the courts. Get your appeal going.
Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Walk fast, then walk slow, then walk fast again, and then slow. That's the Japanese fitness trend that some experts say could add 7 years to your life. It's called interval walking, and you switch between fast and slow paces rather than keeping the same speed for the entire walk. It's actually been around for decades. But the Japanese walking alternates between 3 minutes of fast walking and 3 minutes of slower recovery walking over the course of 30 minutes. It could protect against certain age-associated effects,
like increases in blood pressure, weakening of thigh muscles, and a reduced ability to exercise in the first place. But one doctor tells Fox News Digital, high-intensity interval training may be too intense for some. It can be hard on the joints, make you feel hungry, even trigger a physiologic stress response. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nonprofit called Kindness 911 is sweeping the nation with our men and women in blue, recognizing and celebrating small-town heroes doing nice things. So if an officer spots someone doing something wonderful for someone else, like helping the elderly or brightening someone's day, they issue a kindness citation. With the help of social media, communities are seeing all sorts of sunshine spreading. Some of the stories out there include a grocery store worker who helped pay for someone's groceries, a coffee shop employee who greets customers every day with a smile, and a custodian who goes out of her way to take care of all the neglected plants around the school. Ed Richardson from the Spokane Police Department says he loves the program because it helps the department honor good people in the neighborhood. He says the uniform doesn't change who he is. He's always going to show compassion on the job. Well done, Kindness 911. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We have to continue to spend more responsibly.
This week, we'll bring up the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill to the floor, and Chairman Cole is diligently working to get all 12 of the appropriations bills out of his committee. As we always are, the House Republicans are committed to keeping the government open. And unfortunately, it seems like not all the Democrats agree with that, and they're beginning to apply their government shutdown pressure.
And that's what we were looking at. Shortly, another shutdown and what Democrats are going to do. Last time when Senator Schumer said, look, we're staring at a shutdown, we're going to get blamed, let's just do a CR and cut a deal, he got ridiculed, almost lost his job. So what do you expect this time? Congressman Marlon Stutzman joins us now. He's on Budget and Financial Services Committee. Congressman, what do you think as we get close to this deadline? Are we talking about a CR? Are we talking about a compromise?
Hey, great to be with you, Brian, this morning. You know, that's a the Democrats are really in a box. They've put themselves in this box themselves. You know, Republicans, we continue to work together, stick together, passing President Trump's agenda. We got the big, you know, beautiful bill, working family tax cut passed over the last 6 months. I mean, we kept the government open. I think what we're going to be doing, and you know, as a conservative, as a fiscal hawk, if we do another CR, we're basically freezing spending.
I know.
Because I don't think that the Democrats, they've never have, and there's even some Republicans that want to see increases in spending in Washington, which, you know, that's not happening necessarily in family budgets across the country or small businesses. There, you know, things are stabilizing, things are getting better. We've got the tax policies in place, tariffs are working for the American people. You know, we got to get some interest rate reductions, but this economy is really ready to take off. And but you know, I think when it comes to the federal budget, we're $37 trillion in debt. We can't afford to spend more money. We need to be cutting spending. So if it's a CR, I'm for it. I know there's a lot of work done in the appropriations, but if the Democrats want to shut the government down, that's going to be up to them.
Well, how do you feel about the jobs numbers? You have to be disappointed. You expected 75,000, you got 22,000.
Yeah, well, and I think there's still some hesitancy out there. As I mentioned, you know, talking to a lot of you know, business owners and employers, these interest rates are really holding some people back in the sense of growth, because I think everybody knows that it's probably coming sooner, you know, hopefully sooner than later. But to go make a commitment on an expansion and take a higher interest rate at the bank or you know, taking money from investors, they're just like, hey, give us a couple more months and then we might be ready for it. So I'd say that was the number one issue I heard about over the August break back home, was interest rates and how it relates to business, but also especially when it comes to housing. I mean, how people, there's not a lot of activity when it comes to the housing market, and there's a lot of demand out there. So
yeah, you got to build. What kind of program could you get on board with? Because the Treasury Secretary came out and said, I'm talking with the president about declaring a housing emergency. We just got to see what that looks like, because, you know, it's a free market. You know, we don't want to do necessarily Kamala Harris. I'm just going to build homes and put people in it.
Right.
So
right.
What are your thoughts? What's the free market way to attack how it's stuck, besides lowering interest rate? We don't have enough houses.
No, you're right. And well, you know, it really comes back down to the cost of building. You know, we've seen the cost drop off a little bit. Inflation, of course, drove a lot of those prices up, but it's a lot of red tape. In fact, I've got a bill that we just dropped this past week to streamline some of the standards that HUD and USDA have that don't make any sense. I mean, this is always mission creep that continues to happen in Washington, where you have one agency saying this is how we need to regulate industries, and then you have another agency saying the same thing, and you just put developers and builders and home buyers into this difficult situation where it's not worth going through all the paperwork, because as soon as you think you got a plan ready, then you have another agency saying, oh, no, you got to do it this way. And it just delays the entire project. So you got to cut the red tape. You know, interest rates come down. I think that's the biggest factor, because people want to know that their monthly payment is going to be, you know, maybe it's $1,000 rather than being $1,500.
Well, you know, you got that enterprise zone concept where you encourage people to build in economically challenging areas, and it kind of worked under Tim Scott. Could you do that generally? Could you provide incentives for builders to expand, to build complexes and condos?
Well, I mean, I think the bigger piece, you know, used to be that the average home buyer was 28 years old for first time.
Yeah.
That's now moved up to 38 years of age. And I think that just goes back to the economics that young people are in right now. They're working hard, but they're not making, their money doesn't go as far as it used to. So that's why I think the working family tax cut plan that we passed, the big beautiful bill, but also a lot of the other policies, shrinking the size of government, you know, energy policy, and making sure that the job market is you know, stable and strong, is going to drive wages up. We're seeing wages, you know, bumping up a little bit, but if we empower the individual, then they can actually go out and buy a home. And so I think that's what will actually drive the market. Rather than them looking to rent, they'll actually look to buy a home, which that puts them in a much better fiscal situation than just, you know, renting for 10 years longer than what they normally would have.
Congressman Marlon Stutzman with us now from, and Congressman, there's going to be a big push to gerrymander in certain battleground states. Indiana is one of them. Are you on board with that?
Well,
redistrict?
Yes, redistricting. And, you know, the gerrymandering has already happened. California, Illinois, I mean, I always tell people, you know, look at Indiana maps, look at Illinois maps, and, you know, whatever snake, you know, sort of dragon head that's creeping through the middle of the state of Illinois and their district maps shows you how they did it after the 2020 election. And I think this is, again, where we all know something, you know, there was shenanigans going on in the 2020 election. It wasn't just in the presidential race. It was also how they drew their maps. And in fact, I think our margin would be greater if you would have, you know, equally fair maps across the country.
Right.
That the Republicans would have more seats.
But you look to get one? Would you look to get some more seats at Indiana? Because it looks like they've got to do it in Missouri.
Yeah, no, I would, because it's, you know, and I know, understand the conversation in the state legislature, like, why do we do this now? Well, it's because we have to balance out the electorate across the country. It's not just in Indiana now, but because California has given themselves a huge advantage, Illinois has given themselves a huge advantage, and New York as well, that, you know, Hoosiers, we're underrepresented because of the way they drew their maps. In California, they're also sanctuary states. So, you know, they're counting those who are there in California and Illinois who are illegal in the census. Well, that bumps their population numbers higher. Indiana's not a sanctuary state because we follow the rule of law. And so people aren't clamoring to go to Indiana. So we're underrepresented in Indiana compared to those states that take advantage of all of those illegal numbers.
I want to talk about immigration real quick. You think, okay, the border seal, that's great. But what about some type of legal status, not citizenship, for people that have been here, play a vital role in farming, meatpacking, hospitality? I think the president told us last week that within 3 months he's going to make an announcement on this. A lot of those MAGA Republicans do not want that, any of that. If you're here, doesn't matter, get out. Your thoughts?
No, I am in Northeast Indiana. I come from an ag background, manufacturing background. And, you know, I understand the argument like, well, if you came here illegally, you need to be deported. But I'm not of that opinion where we should have our government round up every illegal and ship them out. For one, I don't want them to come to my door and ask, you know, who's living at your house. I mean, you know, we don't want them to go to our neighborhoods and be asking the same questions. We had a broken immigration system. We didn't have a controlled border. President Trump came in and he's doing that. I always felt there's no reason to do any immigration reform until the border was controlled and sealed. And Trump has done that. I think there needs to be not a pathway to citizenship, not amnesty, but a work visa program where a person could be sponsored. Like if I were an employer saying, you know what, I know this individual, he's worked for us for 10 years. Yeah, he did lose his legal status because he overstayed a visa or whatever, however he got here.
Or he got here illegally, he started being woven in, and after 10 years, he's a loyal employee. You don't want to reward with citizenship, but would you in turn make those farmers give them insurance?
I mean, I would. Yeah.
And raise their wages?
Well, here's what often happens is those who are here illegally, they often work for a third party, and so they don't get all the money that the farmer pays for the labor. So we would cut that out, and if you gave them a work visa, then they have legal status that they could actually – they would get the money directly from the employer rather than working through a third party. So it's complicated, but at the same time, why should we ship everybody out and then bring in new workers who we don't even know? If I'm willing to say I stand for – you know, I trust the character of this person who's been here for 10 years.
And they got to sign off on it. So is it true that about 70% of farm workers are here illegally?
I don't know exactly. I know there's a lot.
Have you heard that?
I know there's a lot. I mean, we're in the poultry business. My family is, and you know, we've got people that come out on the farm to, you know, pick up chickens in the middle of the night during January. I don't know who, you know, they come from all different areas. You know, they're basically seasonal workers. So it's very transient. So my guess is that number is going to be fairly high, but we can't find people to do those jobs, you know, consistently because there's better jobs that people in our communities, you know, do. So we're going to need help in agriculture. We're going to need help in construction. And
have
again,
you talked to the White House, Congressman Stutzman?
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have.
How do they feel about it? I mean, they told us that there's going to be something coming quickly.
Well, I think there needs to be, because if unemployment rates were 10%, then I would say that, okay, somebody's taking jobs away from Americans. But, I mean, in my area, I see a growing economy, and I just don't see that happening. And I think something needs to be done. But, again, the punishment should be you're not going to get citizenship. You can stay and you can work, but if there's any crime, if there's any criminal activity, you're gone.
Like the green cards.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that they just simply want to work here to try to accomplish some sort of American dream for themselves, and hopefully their kids and grandkids would have the opportunity.
Well, Congressman, people should realize, too, you know, it's easy for someone to sit in the suburbs where they never even been to a farm, let alone work it, to say that meat packers and farm workers and hospitality, it's tough luck. However, most of those people, a lot of those people voted for Trump, and the farmers really voted for Trump. So this is their reality.
It is. And I mean, you know, I know, I mean, I, you know, dairy farms, meat packing, all those things that you mentioned, I know how hard it is. We're in the RV industry area as well. So that's also an industry that takes a lot of, blue collar labor, automotive industry. So there's good jobs out there. I mean, right now, Google, they just put in a data center in Fort Wayne. They're paying six figures for electricians. I mean, it's up to $200,000 a year for an electrician. I mean, those are good paying jobs. But then you go back to a meatpacking plant. Who wants to stand in a meatpacking plant all day and, you know, packing birds or, you know, chicken? That's a tough job. And we need the help. And you know what? One thing I've seen over my period in my career is I've seen people come in the country as a seasonal worker. They worked themselves through the immigration process. They went from a meatpacking plant to a furniture facility, and they keep working themselves up to being more productive and more opportunities as an individual, and it's better for their family. So America still is the land of opportunity, and that's why we have people here that, you know, have just worked their way here, whether it was the right way or not. But I think we can look at a process that rewards work and good behavior, but they just don't get the chance to be citizens.
Yeah, I hope Republicans understand that, because we never thought I'd get to this spot, because I never thought the border would be sealed. But it is sealed. That's the only reason we're having this conversation.
That's right.
Congressman,
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, all right, thanks so much. I think you're in the practical world. It's easy to sit in theory and say zero, but it's just not the world we're in. Congressman Rowan Stutzman, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Brian. Great to be with you.
Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Australian woman who murdered three of her in-laws with a meal of toxic mushrooms also allegedly tried to murder her husband using poisoned pasta, a chicken curry, and a sandwich wrap for a year leading up to the fatal lunch. A judge on Friday lifted a gag order on pretrial evidence involving 50-year-old triple murderer Erin Patterson. Part of that evidence was testimony from her husband, Simon, who had thought he was being poisoned on family camping trips between 2021 and 2022. One time, he says he even fell into a coma until part of his colon was removed. Patterson was initially charged with attempting to murder him, but those charges were later dropped. A jury last month, though, found Patterson lured her in-laws and another couple to their home in 2023 and poisoned their beef Wellingtons with death cap mushrooms. Three died, one survived. Simon was invited to that lunch, too, but declined the invite. Patterson will be sentenced later this month. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Walk fast, then walk slow, then walk fast again, and then slow. That's the Japanese fitness trend that some experts say could add 7 years to your life. It's called interval walking, and you switch between fast and slow paces rather than keeping the same speed for the entire walk. It's actually been around for decades. But the Japanese walking alternates between 3 minutes of fast walking and 3 minutes of slower recovery walking over the course of 30 minutes. It could protect against certain age-associated effects, like increases in blood pressure, weakening of thigh muscles, and a reduced ability to exercise in the first place. But one doctor tells Fox News Digital, high-intensity interval training may be too intense for some. It can be hard on the joints, make you feel hungry, even trigger a physiologic stress response. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
He's got these magical doctors who claim that he was shot in the ear, but his ear, I guess, grew back. He had a Duplo bandage on 1 minute, no bandage the next. We can't get a medical record from this alleged assassination. He was supposedly shot. We have nothing. We've got nothing.
Where are the investigative records? One day he slapped his maxi pad on his ear. The next day the ear is totally fine.
And now that the people are speculating that he might have died. We only get that online, but mainstream media acting like everything's fine. He seems fine to me.
So that was an exchange that was heard, believe it or not, on the air with the totally, I think she is one of the least talented people on television. Now she got kicked off MSNBC as soon as Trump got elected. I'm not sure if both were related. But you had Joy Reid saying that the president wasn't really shot. He did a magical ear thing, I guess, for sympathy to help win an election. Is that what they thought? But you know what happened after he got shot? Kamala Harris came in, and Joe Biden dropped out. And everyone even forgot the president was shot. The RNC momentum was squelched as everyone focused on this 109-day momentum-building, billion-dollar-earning campaign. So if you think the president's stage being shot on a wide open stage that cost the man behind him his life, then you go ahead and do that. So this woman was ridiculous anyway. Saw race in everything. Comes off as pretending to be a working class woman. She was a Harvard educated woman, highly credentialed, who came off just like a third-rate conspiracy theorists, but that's some of the idiocy that is coming out. I mean, you have Don Lemon out there trying to talk to National Guardsmen. He's unemployable. But the other thing that happened at the White House. They never stop with things of substance. Number one, it's no longer Secretary of Defense. He's now Secretary of War. Department of War, no longer Department of Defense. Would you think about that? Doesn't matter. It's happening. AI, that's the 200th executive order that he signed. 200th. And now when it comes to AI, he's got the First Lady focusing on education of AI for kids. What do you do? Where are the guardrails? And then he's got the most powerful people in the world in the tech center. Zuckerberg, we're talking about Sundar Pichai of Google with a big win yesterday. You have the Oracle CEO. You have the IBM CEO. They're going to have a series of 5 to 10 meetings, but one took place yesterday. And he's saying, where are we at? How can you help the Defense Department? I know you're in competition, but how can you work together? What is the latest? And then you have David Sachs, who is as respected as anyone in Silicon Valley. You know, he co-founded PayPal, Bob, self-made multi-billionaire, saved Tesla because one of the founders of PayPal kicked out was this guy named Elon Musk. So David Sachs had this big podcast, interviewed the president. Now he's the AI crypto czar. So it's very hard to keep up with Trump on everything that he's looking to do. Also, he was asking the Supreme Court to do something pretty important. He's asking the Supreme Court to quickly entertain and verify that as President of the United States, he has the right to put tariffs on countries, or else we might be giving back up to $500 billion worth of revenue in undue trade agreements that hatched out over hours, laboriously, while we're getting closer with India and Canada and things of that nature. Now they're saying, one court said, well, no, you're not allowed to do it. Well, we know that's wrong. All right, listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't forget, I'm going to see you September 27th in Richmond, Virginia, and go to BrianKilmeade.com for tickets.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs, the other was to play 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump signed an executive order Friday renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, a title last used in 1947. He says he thought long and hard about rebranding the Defense Department to the Department of War.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says something happened after the Department of War was renamed the Department of Defense.
We haven't won a major war since, and that's not to disparage our war fighters, whether it's the Korean War or the Vietnam War or our generation of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's to recognize that this name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joseph Clark in Hawaii says Kiko was a Category 4 hurricane as of Saturday afternoon, but will weaken.
It's not going to make a direct hit, but it's going to run over some cooler ocean water here shortly, and that'll start the weakening process. And then as it gets closer to the islands, it's going to encounter a lot of wind shear aloft, which is going to substantially weaken it.
The Israeli army has issued evacuation orders and targeted high-rise buildings in Gaza City. The army spokesperson Saturday called on Palestinians to move to the territory's south as it escalates operations ahead of new offensive to seize the city of nearly a million people. Aid groups warned that the large-scale evacuation would exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza City. Most families have already been displaced several times over the nearly two-year-long war with Israel Hamas and say they have nowhere left to go. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Republican Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York City, and likes his chances in the crowded race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
Davy Johnson, an all-star second baseman who won the World Series twice with the Baltimore Orioles, as a player and managed the New York Mets to his title in 1986, has died. He was 82. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. During testimony on Capitol Hill this week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defended the Trump administration's health agenda, including new vaccine policies and the firing of the head of the CDC. He also shared the president's concerns about the closure of rural hospitals across the country.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers, they are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
A 13-year-old boy from New Hampshire, Jackson Dinio, headed for the seacoast on an overnight charter so he could wake up early and drop his line in the water. His bait attracted what could be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record. All 174 pounds of it, almost twice the boy's weight. The 13-year-old is now waiting to find out if his catch is a new junior world record. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Got a jobs report. Not great. 22,000 jobs. They wanted 75,000 jobs. So that was projected. Unemployment still very low, 4.3%. But what does it mean about the job market? Well, that's the big story. And the housing market is still stuck, and we'll see how much the interest rate comes down. So it's going to be a little challenging. This hour is going to be joined by Julian Epstein, where Democrats go from here, and Steve Hilton standing by. He's running for the gubernator. He's a gubernatorial candidate from the right. But everyone's in. And the top two vote-getters win. This hour is going to be big. We have a lot to discuss. The president's going to sign an executive order officially renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War, 200th executive order. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Well, I think he likely has had good dialogue with Putin. Putin talks peace in those conversations, but he doesn't follow through on it. He makes promises, but he doesn't keep them.
Of course. And the president just put out on Truth Social, it looks like we lost India and Russia to the dark China. Good luck, you three. And that's a very provocative post. Meanwhile, the president should be saying to himself, I'm running out of patience. Vladimir Putin has done nothing for the peace process, even though President Trump has put himself really on line for this. It's time to arm up Zelensky and let him win.
Number two.
Are you urging or encouraging any candidates in the New York City mayor's race to drop out, to clear the field?
No, I don't like to see a communist become mayor, I will tell you that. And I don't think you can win unless you have one-on-one.
New York's mayor's race getting Trump's attention. The White House makes moves to confront the radical socialist Zohran Mamdani before he becomes the next mayor. We'll bring you the latest.
Number one.
You're so wrong on your facts.
You're interrupting me. And, sir, you're a charlatan.
Because you are citing data that you won't produce to the public.
You're just making things up. And you are sitting as Secretary of Health and Human Services? How can you be that ignorant?
It's unbelievable. These people, they had no interest in his answers. They just wanted to pontificate. Nothing short of a brawl in business suits as RFK takes and dishes attacks from both sides of the aisle on vaccines, personal health, mandates, and more. Had to be heard to be believed. We'll bring back a lot of it. And with me right now is Steve Hilton. Steve, I know you're on the campaign trail out in California. I get it. But did you catch any of RFK's push to define how he's revamping HHS?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, Brian, the main thing I thought watching that was I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what I have to do to get there. I want to go in front of these absolute jokers, these people who make a total spectacle of themselves. Who do they think they are? These arrogant, pompous, grandstanding senators. I'm honestly sick of it. Exactly as you say, they weren't interested in finding out anything about what's going on. They were only interested in performing for the cameras and for their partisan audiences. And it's just disgusting. It completely brings the whole of Congress, Senate, into disrespect and disrepute. And I cannot believe that time after time they get away with it. And the people who stand up to them and try and actually hold them accountable and tell them the truth and call out their BS behavior, they're the ones that get gaveled down and shouted down. It is completely disgusting.
I mean, he's got the challenge of his voice. We know that. And here is some of the exchange, cut nine.
8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause. It's increasing.
So, you know, he sees what's going on, and he sees what's out there, and he's got new policies. He walked in there, and a lot of people don't want to change. So he fired him. And now they're like, well, explain yourself. Okay, but they'll keep cutting you off every time you go to talk.
You know, the best thing I saw spoken about this as so often was President Trump. Later in the day, he was at the AI thing at the White House, and he was asked about the hearings. And he was just very simple and clear, as he always is. He said, look, This guy's got new ideas, different ideas, and I like him for that. He's challenging the status quo. That's the whole point of what we all voted for in the election. And exactly as Robert Kennedy pointed out, like, who the hell are you people to lecture me on any of these issues when you've been sitting there for decades presiding over a system that's given us the most unhealthy population of any rich nation in the world? At the same time, we're spending more money on healthcare than any other nation in the world. It doesn't add up. And they're the ones who should be held accountable for this. He's trying to change it.
Yeah, let's talk about what's happening in California. Gavin Newsom's putting hundreds of millions of dollars raising it in order to gerrymander further the state and get rid of the 7+ seats that you guys have representing California in the House of Representatives. Where is that referendum now?
Yeah, you're right to use the word re-gerrymandering. It's already gerrymandered. Here's the situation in California. If we had fair votes and fair representation and fair maps, Republicans would have an additional 12 House seats in California today. Now Gavin Newsom, purely for his own political benefit, he's just running for president. This is effectively a taxpayer-funded corrupt contribution to his presidential campaign, spending $250 million to steal another 5 House seats by rigging the maps. He's drawn the maps up, he's putting them on a ballot, and it's all set to go ahead in November. I filed a lawsuit yesterday to stop this obscene power grab. And the basis of our lawsuit, which is different from anything we've seen before from Republicans in California, you've already seen Republicans at the state level, the state party, state legislators file lawsuits in state court to try and stop this on constitutional procedural grounds. Those lawsuits have already been thrown out. My lawsuit is different. It's in federal court, and it's based on the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. and the California Constitution, which over the years has been defined very clearly by the courts to mean a couple of things. One person, one vote, and one person's vote should have the same weight as anyone else's vote. You shouldn't have a bias there in the districts. Right now in California, it basically takes roughly 200,000 votes to elect a Democrat to Congress, over 600,000 votes to elect a Republican. So today, a Democrat vote is worth 3 times a Republican vote in California. With these rigged maps by Gavin Newsom, it will be 8 times as much. It will take around 190,000 votes to elect a Democrat to Congress, 1.52 million votes to elect a Republican. It's a totally grotesque rigging of the elections. And so we filed this lawsuit in federal court where we think we have a stronger chance because we've got to fight this. We can't let him spend this money, our money, on something that nobody asked for. Meanwhile, the state's falling apart on every single measure. You talk about the jobs report. One thing to remember, California right now, we have the highest unemployment in the country, as well as the highest poverty and the highest taxes, highest costs and all the rest of it. All these problems going on, Gavin Newsom not interested. He's trolling President Trump on social media, trying to rig our elections. I'm standing up to fight him and stop this absolute obscenity from moving forward.
So Rick Caruso, who ran for mayor, lost to Karen Bass, some say a Republican, but knew there was not much Republican foundation, so he ran as a Democrat. And, of course, he was one of the few to keep his community from burning to the ground because he did it with a private fire department that he had for his condos and his houses. Here's what he said about the state of California, Cup 43.
It's painful. I think it's painful for so many of us in L.A. and so painful for so many of us in the state of California to see the decline that we have because of crime and homelessness, the increased costs of living in Los Angeles, the state of California, the lack of affordable housing that's desperately needed, again, in Los Angeles and throughout the state. And we've got to do better. We can do better.
So your thoughts exactly why you're running, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, look, we should be the engine of the American economy and opportunity in America. Right now, U.S. News and World Report ranked the states on opportunity. California, 50th out of 50 states. I mean, on everything. Highest gas prices, highest electricity costs, water, everything is absolutely out of control. It's a direct result of Democrat policies, 15 years now of one-party rule, We've got to turn it around. That's why I'm running. I've been working on this, as you know, Brian, for many years now. I've been working on the plans to give us not the worst business climate in America, which we have now, but the best, by getting rid of that bloated nanny state bureaucracy that's been built up over the years, where these Democrats who are in charge, this corrupt ruling elite, they're not interested in anyone's lives. They're not interested in making life easier for families or small businesses. It's all about their own political pandering to the unions who run the Democrats in California, the far left activists, their climate elitism, which is what's pushing up the cost of housing and everything else. That's why I'm running. We're going to turn this around. We can't let California just slip further and further into decline.
How's the campaign going?
It's great. We're just at the end now of a fantastic series of comedy nights, Brian. How about that? Actual jokes, not yet illegal in America. We've had some great comics on tour with us in Orange County and in L.A. the last few nights. It's a new way of doing politics. We've had hundreds of people come out. It's been really great. I'm getting great reaction. You know, for too long, I think people have been giving up in California, and this idea that the Democrats are going to be in power forever, it's never going to change. I think it's so exciting to see the energy that's out there. People are sick of this BS. And Gavin Newsom, meanwhile, prancing around doing all this political stuff for his own career while everyone else in California suffers. And so I'm feeling really good about our chances. Look, it's not going to be easy. I've always said that. It's going to be hard, but it's not impossible. We can save California.
Who do you know is in?
So right now we've got, I mean, the front runners, according to most of the polls, are myself and Katie Porter. Remember her? She was the congresswoman from Orange County. It's really a two-horse race at this point. Look, there may be other people. It's getting a bit late. Kamala Harris, of course, has said that she wasn't going to get in. I'm a little bit disappointed about that. I was very much looking forward to debating her. Looks like that's not going to happen. So I don't know. We've got a real fight here, but a real shot at turning things around. It's going to be a big, big surprise next year for a lot of people, but I think we can pull it off.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Steve Hilton, he's California's GOP gubernatorial candidate. He's coming from the right. Can they right the ship in California? We'll find out. Steve, great job. Best of luck.
Great to see you, Brian. Thank you.
All right, listen, we come back. We'll get some phone calls. We'll talk about that. And do you want some help in your city? This morning, I did a hit on KRMG, and I found out the governor of Oklahoma is calling out his National Guard on his own to clean up Tulsa. So he's not waiting for the president. He's saying, why don't I just use the National Guard to work with ICE and other people? Because Tulsa does have a crime issue. So let's go do it. Why doesn't everyone do that? That includes picking up the trash and getting off and getting rid of the graffiti, the little stuff and big stuff. What do you think? BrianKilmeade.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 12-year-old who ran into a burning building to save his baby brothers and his grandma in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. Ramir Parker was upstairs with his grandmother when he heard a crackling noise on the first floor, and then he saw the smoke coming from the basement. Ramir yelled fire to alert his grandmother and ran to rescue his brothers who were sleeping on the couch. He then scooped them up and got them outside to safety, running back to get his grandmother. In just an instant, flames overtook their home. Thankfully, everyone was safe and unharmed thanks to Ramir's calm, quick thinking, and his bravery. To recognize this incredible rescue, his community honored him with a special proclamation, and the fire department named him an honorary firefighter with the promise that he's got a job if he wants it when he turns 18. When Ramir was asked why he ran into the fire, he said the only thing that mattered to him is his family. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Smoke from Canadian wildfires recently causing air quality issues in the U.S. And while unrelated, recent research says there's strong evidence to connect air pollution to dementia. The research published by British scientists in an interdisciplinary journal on planetary health says there's a statistically significant link between dementia and long-term exposure to three different types of air pollutants: fine particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, and soot that comes from vehicle exhaust and burning wood. The researchers also say as levels of exposure increase, the risk for dementia also rises. Fine particulate matters can increase the risk as much as 17%. Long-term nitrogen dioxide ups the risk by 3%, and soot raised dementia onset risk by 13%. The research was done after studying data from about 30 million people over four continents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. More to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you urging or encouraging any candidates in the New York City mayor's race to drop out, to clear the field?
No, I don't like to see a communist become mayor, I will tell you that. And I don't think you can win unless you have one-on-one, because somehow he's gotten a little bit of a lead. I have no idea how that happened, but I'd prefer not to have a communist mayor of New York City. And, you know, that's what he is based on his policy.
That's the President of the United States being honest about the mayor's race, which is a national story. Republicans, in many ways, the operatives, loving it because they're putting Mamdani in his belief about billionaires not liking free markets, freezing houses, not liking cops, having psychologists go out for domestic disputes. All this stuff that is radioactive for somebody that wants to win an election, this guy's saying. And in that crazy area of New York City, he might win. And it looks like he is going to win. So what they want to do is make him the Democrat. So you're running in Indiana in a tough seat, he is the Democrat. You're running over in Texas in a tough seat, he is the Democrat. Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Brian, good morning, sir. I agree with Trump. I want a one-on-one in this race. I want Curtis against the commie Mandami. Cuomo needs to drop out. You remember how hard we fought to get that guy out. Cuomo should be in prison for the murders he committed, nursing home murders, and sexual harassment in the workplace. He did, and his bail reform. Cuomo, he'll run this city right into the ground like he did New York State. I'd rather lose with an honorable Curtis, a real New Yorker, than ever put that sleaze bag up. Well, Al DeMarlo should be disgraceful for endorsing him and any Cuomo. And any Republican that does, they lost all MAGA. I can tell you that. We Republicans, MAGA is sticking behind Republicans, and Republicans are not sticking behind Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate.
He's going to be on Sunday, so make sure you watch Sunday at 10 o'clock on One Nation. Sandra, New Jersey. Hey, Sandra.
Hello, Brian. I have some nice news to share on a Friday. Mayor Everett Garnto, he's the mayor of Garfield in northern New Jersey, you know, where it's really blue. He jumped ship from being a Democrat, and he's going to become a Republican and, of course, endorse Jack Cetarelli and campaign for him and three other Democrats in the surrounding area, two other mayors, and they're going to also endorse Jack Cetarelli. So I think, you know, little by little, it's going his way, and I hope he wins.
The last poll, I say he's 9 points down. And last time they had him down, he almost won. He lost by three. And now you have Murphy just do nothing for the last 4 years. Price of your utility bills are through the roof. Taxes have not gone down. They've gone up. And you saw Donald Trump do very well in New Jersey. Speaking of New Jersey, that's where Mike is. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Brian.
What's on your mind, Mike?
I got a question. How does the average citizen create some sort of a petition to limit limit?
I think you want term limits. I don't see it because they got to give it to themselves, and many of them don't want to do that. You saw Nadler retire at 78 years old. I mean, terms like 20 terms. This guy, these guys don't want to leave, and you know the people that do say like Senator Osborne from years ago. They say, I'm going to do two terms and I'm done, and that's it. They're finished. They're through. That almost never happens. So I am not optimistic you're ever going to get term limits. It just doesn't make sense because it's not in the best interest. I'll give you another example. Why is it that you're allowed to invest in stocks and be in Congress? You are privy to foreign policy, domestic policy, financial policy. You know what things are going to be doing, what Congress is going to be doing. You're going to get word about interest rates before anybody else. Obviously, this is in fundamental insider trading, and they can't get enough votes outside the reputable Senator Josh Hawley to do this. So Nancy Pelosi can still spend, I don't know, what is she? She's over in Lake Cuomo, Italy right now, paying $10,000 a night for a hotel room. As Speaker of the House, you make $275,000. How do you become rich? Oh, my husband's the investor. Do you ever talk to your husband? I don't know, every day perhaps. And you might mention when she said, what did you do at work? Oh, did I mention we're putting money into defense, adding $100 billion to the budget? Oh, I think I'm going to find some defense stocks. But it has nothing to do with our conversation, Nancy, just so you know. So it's frustrating. Even though it's better for the country, for the most part, the politicians are not caring about that. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come back inside what Democrats plan on doing and embracing the communists, socialists, Marxists, or running away from them. And I'm going to do that with Julian Epstein. Back in a moment.
Thank you. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Supposed to make your retirement savings last 30 years. However, it doesn't always work as planned. That's why some people prefer to be more conservative and use the 3.5% or 3% rule. Another thing to consider is that you might have trouble accessing your savings if you're 59.5 if you plan to retire before this age. If a long retirement is something you really want, you really need to anticipate and prepare for the challenges that could arise. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
But we also know that our mission is not complete. I've made the decision to extend the encampment as we continue to work to ensure that everyone that walks through these city streets is safe. They deserve that. You deserve that. Our nation deserves that.
So that's interesting. The National Guard commander says, let's extend the stay until November 1st because we've had so much success with the National Guard, the FBI, expanded ICE, and Border Patrol going through the nation's capital. It looks better. No more homeless. Crime's almost down to zero. And in terms of murders, there's been one since they started working 30 days ago. And we'll see. Because the mayor says, no, I don't necessarily need this. I'd like the funds to continue this, but I don't want the National Guard, so to speak. But she's also a Democrat. Now, you look at other cities like Philadelphia and Chicago, they're worried that help's going to be on the way. In Louisiana, they say, please send it to New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And I'll tell you, there are Democrats who see, who are operatives and analysts, who see the problem with a lot of these presidential contenders like Newsom and Pritzker just coming out and blankly saying, I'm going to resist Trump on this because there's another side to it. Here is David Axelrod, who's from Chicago on CNN, Cut 41.
I would be careful about playing 28 politics on this issue because the right answer is we'll take all the help we can get, as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. I mean, these National Guardsmen aren't even trained to do that work. They're not authorized to do that work. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that.
So we'll work with you on this. And by the way, a note for the National Guard. They do have military police in the National Guard, and they played in such a vital role for Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson that you used them during the DNC to make sure your city was safe. And Governor Hochul, who says we don't need National Guard on our streets, but you used them in the subways, didn't you? Julian Epstein joins us now, serves as chief counsel to the House Judiciary Committee and staff director to the House Oversight Committee, Democrats from 96 to 2001. Julian, what should the message be for Democrats here? Do you like Axelrod's advice to Pritzker?
Well, I think it's better than what Pritzker's been saying. I think it's better what a lot of big city mayors have been saying. The mayor in Washington, where I live, where you have seen a definite improvement since the Trump crime surge,
yeah.
A crackdown. Yeah, there's been big improvement there. So I think it's sort of a much better place for the Democrats to be. If I'm the Democrats, I say, hey, look, we want to work with the federal government. We want crime to come down right now. What we see as the current crime rates, you have homicide rates in the big cities as much as 25, 30 per 100,000. The average, Brian, in the modern world is two to five per 100,000. So what Democrats should be saying is, hey, we want to find a way to work with the feds to do a police surge and do a crackdown rather than what is the default position for the Democrats on nearly every issue, which is to be as opposite of Trump as they can possibly be, which is putting them in a very unpopular position. It's sort of like, you know, this is the soft bigotry of low expectations. The crime in big cities is a catastrophe, and the status quo has been acceptable to Democrats. Trump has figured out a really an important, not just a political cleave on the Democrats, but a policy one, to say that, hey, what we really need is a much, much stronger police presence.
Yeah. And by the way, some of the people in Chicago, they say they never see cops on the corner. There's not enough. I think they're about 1,000 down. I saw one MSNBC host say this. Here's my advice to J.B. Pritzker. He said, I think he should pick up the phone, call the president, say, I know you don't have constitutional authority to deploy the National Guard here and to police my city. You can do that in D.C. You can do that in Chicago, but let's partner up here. How do we do that? Now, the middle part, that's still working its way through the courts, and they can't police, but there are things they can do. But we saw with San Francisco that court ruled. But that sense of, I will pick my spots to work with the president from another party, to me makes you a better presidential candidate. Don't you think?
Oh, I mean, I think the Democrats should be doing this across the board. I think they should be doing it on immigration. I think they should be doing it on energy. I think they should be doing it on, you know, across the board on the issues. They should be finding a way of working with the president, because the president is occupying the political center right now. And then if they want to find, you know, if they want to be the oppositional party, they can find ways of distinguishing themselves from the president. For example, on crime, they could say, yes, let's get the feds in here, but we as a state and local guys want to take the lead in calling the shots on sort of, you know, what the police strategy is going to be. They could easily be finding a sort of a middle ground here. But the instinct of Democrats right now is to the instinct is to take a position as far opposite, as directly opposite to the Trump position as possible. That's where the activist base wants to be. That's where the donors want to be. That's where the far left progressives want to be. You know, the progressive ideology, Brian, is fundamentally a nihilist ideology that preaches skepticism of all of the major institutions of the West, whether it is law enforcement, whether it is borders, whether it is a colorblind pluralistic society, whether it's gender. You know, the ideology of the left right now is to be as antagonistic towards Trump and nihilistic towards the traditions of the West, which have made the West great. And that's why the Democrats are in such a bad place politically. And it is so, crime is such an easy example where the Democrats could be taking the position that they took in the 1990s under Clinton, where we had 100,000 cops on the street. It was very, very pro-law enforcement, and they could be finding ways to team, but it's just not the impulse of the Democrats. The impulse of the Democrats is to tear down the institutions that have made the West great, and find every opportunity you can to be as strident and as hysterical and shrill in your opposition towards Trump.
So Wes Moore of Maryland came out last week and said, we don't have a communication problem. We have a success problem. A lot of our policies have not been successful. And then Ezra Klein writes this book called Abundance and has his podcast. He says, this is the way. We have to come up with new ideas with Democrats without just spending money. Have you heard about this when rational people like you and other Democrats get together? And Harold Ford's another example. And to me, Joe Manchin is another example of a successful formula. Have you heard about what Ezra Klein and others are talking about on the left?
Oh, sure. It's the abundance idea. And I think that's where the Democrats need to move to building rather than tearing down. And I like that idea. I just don't think it's big enough to bring the Democrats back to nirvana. I think it's got to be something much deeper than just building, although I think building is an important part of where the Democrats need to get to. Abundance is basically a Republican idea of deregulation, so that you can get things like housing going and you can begin to find industry getting more robust in the states. And I think it's sort of combined with a big welfare state where government is undertaking big initiatives to get things done. So, I mean, I think it's sort of the half answer, but you know, politics isn't just about, James Carville once said it's the economy, stupid. And I think that is one of the biggest myths that's ever been sold. It's not just economic issues. Economic issues are important, but it's also cultural issues. People want to know if their party, the person they're voting for, relates to them culturally. So when you get this idea of boys, biological men playing in women's sports, most voters say culturally that's just repulsive to me. When you get the idea of not being tough on crime or having a skepticism of law enforcement, that's repulsive to most people. That's a cultural issue. When you talk about open borders, most people just think that's wrong. You can't have a democracy functioning where you have millions of unscreened migrants coming into the country, not knowing whether they assimilate, not knowing whether they share our values. That's just repulsive to a lot of people. So it's not just economic issues. It's not just building. It's not just the abundance agenda. Democrats are out of step with the voters culturally on many issues. And the crime issue you bring up is just one good example. And Democrats need a major course correction there, but we don't have the leaders that have the gonads that are willing to stand up to the progressive left and say, you're wrong, you're out of step with voters, and we're going to make a major course correction the way Clinton did in 92.
Well, a couple of things. And I want to bring you to the mayor's race in New York, where Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Schumer and Dan Goldman and Governor Hochul have all not endorsed the winner of the Democratic primary, and it is Zohran Mamdani. And to the point where they are worried, because if Mamdani is the face of the Democrats, your party, then they will not be successful in the midterms. So John Casamitidis, a power player here in New York, runs one of our great affiliates, WABC, friends, very good friends with Donald Trump, self-made billionaire, said that they are making an effort now to streamline the field and make it Cuomo against Mamdani. I got problems with the final two, but listen to it. John Casamitidis said, cut 21.
I believe that things will happen in the month of September, that something will happen. I am confident. Don't forget, President Trump saved America. I mean, they tried to assassinate him twice. They tried to indict him in four different states. I mean, who was pressing the button in the White House? Somebody in the White House was pressing that button to indict him in four different states, and somebody in the White House was pressing that button on those assassinations. Look at one of the assassinations. They cremated the body within 10 days on a presidential candidate.
John, that's got nothing to do with the mayoral race in New York City.
Something is going to happen in the month of
September.
What's
going to happen?
I'm highly confident. He saved the free world. You know what I said to him on Sunday? I said to him, time for you to save New York.
Well, what he's did is had Steve Witkoff talk to Eric Adams about dropping out and giving him an ambassadorship. It doesn't look like Curtis Lee was going anywhere. He's going to be on with me Sunday. But that would leave Cuomo one-on-one with Mamdani. In one poll, he beats him. Would it be good for the Democratic Party for Cuomo to win, as bad as he's been?
Yeah. Yeah, he's much better than Mamdani. I mean, I think Cuomo has a lot of the right instincts in terms of moving the party back to the political center where it was in the 1990s. He's a flawed candidate, obviously. I think he made major mistakes during COVID. He's got some baggage, but he's a lot better than Mamdani. You know, Mamdani, the Democratic Party, has a problem with socialism that goes beyond Mamdani, and it's coming straight out of the universities, Brian. And it is teaching students this really unfortunate ideology that it's okay to be resentful of the West, even though the West has liberated literally billions of people and uplifted them economically more so than any system ever. Western ideas have done that. And what the universities are teaching right now is it's okay to be resentful. It's okay to want to
hopefully
kind of
that
tear
changes.
Down
their, I know. Hopefully that changes.
Well, hopefully it does. But it's coming out of universities, and it's teaching students there's an easy way out, which is rather than building in the 21st century where AI is going to dominate, look for handouts. And it's becoming the cop out generation, and this is being reinforced by the Democratic Party. And beyond Mamdani, Democrats are going to have a problem with this going forward. But for sure, Cuomo would be a better candidate.
All right. Julian, thanks so much. Interesting times, and we'll continue to talk about it. Appreciate it. This time of year, you can get analysts on like Julian and others, as opposed to when it gets real political. People are so concerned, most people are so concerned about saying anything bad about their party because it could cost them votes. But now is where you're game planning. It's almost prior to preseason. I'd say if it's the NFL analogy, this is almost prior to the draft, where you can really look at your team honestly and decide what doesn't work and what does work. But then when you get close to the season, you want to be all positive. We're not close to the season. Back in a moment.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know, is Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Fox News Audio presents My Son Jeffrey, the Dahmer Family Tapes. He was one of America's most notorious serial killers. Now, never before heard family recordings offer new insight into the mind of Jeffrey Dahmer.
This next conversation is between Jeff and I.
My Son Jeffrey, the Dahmer Family Tapes podcast.
Absolutely nothing is too great not to be forgiven. Right.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
There's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment, which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical
industry. So you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted and that they should not trust their doctors.
And I'm
the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American, and by the way, just for the record, every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman, has received PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the food
industry. Everybody but you, Senator.
So this guy, Bernie Sanders, totally out of control. He hates Big Pharma. The RFK, really against Big Pharma and what they give to different campaigns. They have that in common, but not this time. So listen, I'm not saying that we should have zero vaccines. I mean, you saw some, right? We just had Senator Hagerty on, who's a doctor, and said, yeah, I got to get some basic vaccines, but do we need 50? 50 vaccines? So what RFK's doing is saying, and I think he could have been communicating better. He cut 1,000 people. I don't know where he cut those people from. And he could communicate that a little bit better. Obviously, it's embarrassing when your CDC director, who you praised, 10 days later you fire. And now she refuses to leave and suing to stay. So there's a lot to talk about. But I would think it's going to be a conversation. I should know better. But it was a bunch of speeches. So I think that people are disappointed when, you know, Dr. Marty McCary, who left private practice, he was very vital for me and for us, for our audience during the pandemic. When he was asked by Trump to join, he said, absolutely, I'll join. Hit it off with Dr. Oz and RFK. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't really want to pick up his life and go to Washington, but he did. Here he is with Hannity last night, cut 15.
And if you look at where the CDC lost its way, it was in the Biden administration when, for the first time, it became highly political. The ACIP committee fired Harvard's Dr. Martin Kulldorff, one of the most respected vaccine epidemiologists, simply for asking the question whether or not young, healthy kids really needed the COVID vaccine. They got rid of them. The CDC and the Biden administration violated the sacred physician-patient relationship. They abused the physician respect and authority that we have. It's one of the greatest abuses of trust in the modern medical profession. What they did is they ushered in the teachers union to write their school closure policy. The edits offered by the teachers union in the document appeared in the final document, and they called this science. It was as political propaganda.
And he said, that's where we're at. And that should have been one of the questions. When he came in, he said, I'm not going to look at anything that they produced in terms of studies, because the studies weren't done with a placebo, and they wanted to make sure the pharmaceutical companies weren't doing these reports. And that's why when he was asked repeatedly about the stats after COVID-19, he goes, I don't know. I don't know how many people die because of COVID-19. I know what they say. I don't really believe it. And why don't we have the stats on myocarditis, have the swelling of the heart? Why don't we have that? And related. Or you want to just say generally, since the pandemic started, how many people have it and how many people took the vaccine and work our way backwards? How about the people need an apology that condemned ivermectin?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.